Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. It's Thursday, July 16th, 2026. The Pentagon says Trump's looking and leaning towards
AlexJonesLive.com.
Ground invasion.
Tomorrow's news today.
And not just of Iran, but Cuba. This is not good. Set to address the nation tonight on proof of Chinese election fraud that I told you about 6 months ago.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fighting for freedom and exposing tyranny is a participation sport. I'm asking all of you right now to promote that local AM or FM station that carries us and to support them and their sponsors and to share the live feeds at AlexJonesLive.com, our mothership. And, of course, at Real Alex Jones on X and the Mighty Rumble at Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Well, we're showing TV viewers the latest information put out by CENTCOM, the last 24 hours of strikes after Iran said no negotiations. They're continuing to missile strike at least 10 countries in the region, hitting U.S. bases with precision. This is a full regional war engulfing the world economy, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm announcing it now. Tonight, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern, for 30 minutes before Trump goes live from the Oval Office with a national address on election fraud and foreign meddling. And I happen to know from my sources, multiple sources, including a source that was in the White House back in November with Susie Wiles, the vice president, the president, and a bunch of others, when they presented everything that Patrick Byrne and Mike Lindell have been saying forever. And even before those guys got involved, and I'm not stealing their thunder, they're amazing. Nobody's had more than them in the grassroots in the last 10 years, exposing this, particularly the last six, since they stole the 2020 election. But I remember having election experts on. Most of them are dead now. I mean, they were exposing this stuff for decades. And they were explaining that China makes the computer chips. It's then fenced into Taiwan and then it's sent to Venezuela, where four of the big six election companies have been based for almost 30 years. So I began to hear about Venezuela and China like 25 years ago. That's how known this is, okay? So, I mean, we know what Trump's bringing out tonight, so you're going to get that here exclusively today if he presents the proof that Tulsi Gabbard gave him from the Office of National Intelligence. And it also points at the CIA over the decades heavily involved. That's one reason they were so incredibly upset and angry with her, and now, unfortunately, she's been run out of there. So that's all coming up today. And we'll give you a major prelude of what is coming. Trump has said, as I've told you, and now the Pentagon is saying that Trump is leaning towards expanding U.S. military operations in Iran, including ground troops. Absolutely disastrous. Senior defense officials are also looking at Cuba military options, including ground invasion. That's been reported by CBS News. And, of course, I told you months ago that's happening. Since then, Trump says, oh, when we finish up with Iran on our way back, meaning the ships, we're going to pay Cuba a visit. The CIA director's been in talks for months with the communist leaders to hand over Raul and a few others, and they'll let them stay in power, just like we've done in Venezuela, putting the deputy Maduro in charge, who really ran things. I don't support stopping regime change. It's in our hemisphere, and they're meddling in us, and we can help them have elections and put good guys, you know, help good guys get in via the people. Then I'm for it, but our governments never do that. Just like they overthrew 2+ years ago Assad and put the head of Al-Qaeda in. And that leads me to the next point that's coming up. We got video of it. The global leader of Al-Qaeda changed his name and has become the dictator of Syria. They've been killing Christians in mass since then. Trump says he's a great guy and the U.S. may back him invading Lebanon to, quote, kick out Hezbollah. Yeah, this is real bad. Trump has caught the war bug in a big way. And we're going to break it all down and more today. Oh, but some good news. The SAVE Act just passed the House. Stay with us.
Stay- thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live. We'll be right back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
As I told you almost 5 years ago when the NATO-Russia war started via the proxy Ukraine, a new world war had begun. An undeclared war. But that's where we are now. It is Thursday, the 16th day of July, 2026, and the quickening is here. Each day just gets more intense. There is never a light news day. They are every day more intense. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Trump is set to address the nation at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on foreign election manipulation and theft of elections. I know what he was briefed on back in November. I broke that exclusively, and I've confirmed from sources that's exactly what's happening tonight. I don't know how far he'll go, but I know what he's been given evidence of by Tulsi Gabbard and others that did their job. So this is a big deal today. You'll get that even before the speech. Republican leaders, including Senator Kennedy, are scared SH-TLUS. Republicans brace for Trump primetime speech. We'll get into the poll numbers and more. Incredible interview with the vice president conducted 2 days ago that was released yesterday with the vice president, where the vice president said we should not have boots on the ground, we should get out of the war. And yes, there's been an Epstein cover-up. And yes, Epstein worked for U.S. and Israeli intelligence, really breaking with Trump and telling the truth. And that's good, not losing his soul. Incredible developments on that front. The big news of all of it is the Pentagon saying Trump is leaning towards expanding U.S. military operations in Iran, including ground operations. Of course, I can concur with that. Told you that before from my sources. That's what they're being told to get ready for. And the Pentagon's saying don't do it, but Trump's still getting convinced of it. Hopefully he gets some sanity talked into him. Also, senior defense officials looking at Cuba military options. Trump wants to have that ready. And he's even said, oh, we might hit him anytime. We might invade. We've got that shocking development. And then we have the former global leader of Al-Qaeda, Ahmed al-Sharia, or al-Shara, formerly Muhammad al-Julani. And 26 months ago, NATO with Turkey and Israel overthrew, using Al-Qaeda and ISIS, Syria, and put this guy in charge. And then there have been countless massacres of little Christian towns and churches blown up and burned. We've shown you all that. They're killing the Alawites. They're killing the Kurdish minority. It's not a pretty picture. And this guy's been to the White House, you name it. Trump came out yesterday and said he's looking at having the Syrian Al-Qaeda leadership invade Lebanon. Now, when you know the players and who's involved, and this would be siding against the Christians, I find it hard to believe Trump understands the players, because you do have to study this to know it. And Trump has admitted he doesn't really understand the nitty gritty of geopolitical details in the Middle East. And he's shown that. I'm not giving him a pass, but we're going to educate him here today. This is beyond sickening and outrageous. I mean, I just, it's unbelievable. But it's part of what the British intelligence has been doing since about 1910. And they launched a full war in 1918. This is part of the history books, led by Lawrence of Arabia. And this is the same battle lines then, and that's what you're about to see is a repeat of that. And nobody's talking about this. We'll talk about T.E. Lawrence and Ahmed al-Shara, formerly Muhammad al-Julani. We have an expert on this Syrian girl joining us coming up in the third hour today. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has the deep dive on the weaponization and the ticks being loaded starting in New York, Plum Island, and dumped into Connecticut back in the 50s and 60s. Spirochetes, the bacterium that causes syphilis, weaponized syphilis, and then it spread across the country now, even more weaponized by Bill Gates, and the record level destruction we're seeing with that, along with the alpha-gal syndrome that the WF said they were going to be releasing on us via Lone Star Ticks 6 years ago. Now they've done that, of course. We'll be getting into all of that today. More big studies in front of Congress about how the Pfizer shots and Moderna shots are designed to kill people and sterilize them. And we also have the bird flu mRNA killing a bunch of people in the trials, them trying to suppress that. And we have some good news. House passes the Save America Act, part of a must-pass national security bill. Representative Thomas Massie voted no against it because there's stuff in there he didn't like, other writers. He really is just Ron Paul 2.0. But if they already had the votes, and we're going to get it, and he wasn't the one that, to defeat the bill so he could demand they change it and fix it, what is the point of not voting for it then? I guess it's just a point he made, but we really need the SAVE Act, basic ID for voting. So we'll look at that. Again, I don't agree with everything Massie does, but I also don't like foreign governments coming in and primarying him because he wants to vote the way his constituents wanted and the way I would certainly vote on that. Also, AI executives add personal security as backlash turns violent. We've got more on the ridiculous Odyssey film that I refuse to go see, but that I've seen clips of, and it is like a comedy. So I may see it now just because it's so hilarious. The woman that plays a man looks like they had an 8-year-old kid play it. The armor is like a joke. You know when Marvin the Martian in Looney Tunes, his helmet's way too big and his armor's way too big, and it's like watching a little kid whose dad's in the military, whose dad's a police officer, dress up in their uniform, and the sleeves are a foot too long, and the pants are 2 feet too long, and they're falling down the stairs, and they've got, you know, daddy's gun in their hand, and they look like fools. It's unbelievable. But that, there's a larger story to that of destroying the vigorousness of the male and female dynamic. And we also have, speaking of that, watch medical school dean struggles during congressional hearing when asked who can have babies. I mean, they're at total war with reality. And we've got so much more here today that we're going to be going over. Obviously, that's probably about a third of the news just in front of me that I'm going to be hitting. But the first thing I want to get into is all the military activities happening, the new military adventures that are being prepared, and what it signifies and why Trump has been convinced to go down this path. And it really remains to be seen if the strategy is going to be successful. There's a consensus that it won't be. And Trump was part of that consensus previously and has gone off the rails. And that's a whole other discussion as to why, but we'll lay it all out right now. So let's look at the Wall Street Journal. Let's look at CBS News today. And I don't just believe these articles. I've already been telling you this from my sources and my research and really what I predicted 138 days ago when this new war started. What happened? They closed the strait and the Middle East wouldn't fall. In fact, they'd get stronger. They started hitting regional targets everywhere. And then Trump would be put under major pressure for a ground invasion, at least to the Strait of Hormuz, which then the Iranians will use as like shooting fish in a barrel. And now, indeed, we're into day six of the war being full on, put back to the front burner over there. And now Wall Street Journal is reporting Trump leans towards expanding U.S. military operations in Iran. president's leaning towards expanding U.S. military operations in Iran. After days of briefings from top aides, U.S. officials said options include stepping up airstrikes, sending ground forces to seize Iranian islands near the Strait of Hormuz, and bombing a fortified site that can be used to convert nuclear war. Trump hosted a Situation Room Tuesday evening and discussed the potential seizure of Karg Island and other territory along the Strait of Hormuz using U.S. troops, as well as potential bombing of a tunnel complex in Pickaxe Mountain, a nuclear link site the U.S. has yet to target, expanding airstrikes against more targets in Iran, including energy sites, also remains a possibility. Yeah, bridges, power plants, you name it, they've already blown up all the universities. The discussion was one of multiple formal and informal conversations Trump has held in recent days with senior officials, including Vice President J.D. Vance, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and General Dan Kane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, let's look at this. This is CBS News. And, of course, Trump's talked about this. And they've had the CIA for months meeting with the communist leadership over there, saying, give us the current leader, give us Raul Castro, and we're going to charge them, or we're going to at least bomb you, keep the oil blockade of Venezuelan oil there that's already choked the already faltering communist hellhole to its knees, and we may do a ground invasion. Well, now CBS News reports senior defense officials looking at Cuban military options. Washington, as the U.S.-Iran war restarts following the collapse of the weeks-long ceasefire, senior Pentagon officials are also quietly eyeing another flashpoint much closer to home, Cuba. Military planners have recent weeks examined a range of options for possible actions against the island, including an army-led air assault involving thousands of U.S. soldiers to be carried out by the 101st Airborne Division, the only unit trained for such a task, according to multiple U.S. officials with knowledge of the discussions. The officials who spoke to CBS News on condition of anonymity to discuss the national security matter stressed that the briefings are not an indication that President Trump, the Pentagon, have decided to carry out the operation. Any operation against Cuba would confront the Pentagon with a significant problem because much of the U.S. military attention and some of its most valuable offensive capabilities are already committed elsewhere, like the Middle East and Eastern Europe and China. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has emphasized that the U.S. prefers a diplomatic option for a transition to a new government led by technocrats and willing to make economic reforms. That process has stalled despite tightening financial pressure on the Cuban military and its conglomerate, the GAESA, a sprawling military-controlled holding company, which the United States refers to as an $18 billion trust fund. In July 11th statement, Rubio said that so far the regime and its corrupt elites, close quote, continue to refuse reform, instead, quote, perpetuating their total control and adherence to being morally bankrupt Marxist ideology. And I agree with those statements, but I don't agree with the regime change because it's not our place to do it. And because the last time we tried it was a disaster, Bay of Pigs. And because our government will just put technocrats in and let the communist system stay in place and turn it into a new slave colony run by BlackRock and Howard Lutnick. As I said, I am in theory for regime change in Venezuela. It's a dictatorship that manipulates our elections and gets involved in our business and is the cash cow to the Democrats on record and, you know, scum like Sean Penn. But the CIA had said, you know, a year ago, oh, we want the deputy president in, and she really ran things and is super horrible, even worse than Maduro. He was just more like a puppy, I mean, a bad guy, but more just a goofball, just a front guy. And now Rubio is the viceroy running it through this dictator. And we put al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. And I say that now because the U.S. in some level was supporting it with Biden. And now Trump has signed on to that since he got in. And now that's our next story we're going to get to. This even blows me away. And I predicted they might try this, but I can't believe that Trump's talking about doing it now. I mean, even though I knew it was going to happen, they're getting ready to have al-Qaeda that runs Syria with all those weapons they've got now from the Assad regime invade Lebanon to, quote, take out Hezbollah. But I'm going to explain what that means here in just a moment. But this is unbelievable. You know, I saw Trump 2 days ago tell Israel, Netanyahu, do not keep your troops in Syria and Lebanon. It's angering the Arab League, and you know, you shouldn't be talking about greater Israel and taking their property. You shouldn't do that. And then he turns around and says, oh, I'm going to put the Al-Qaeda army in there to take over the whole country. And you know what that means. They're going to exterminate the Christians and then pull back. And then Israel's going to move in and take over. And they're going to kill the Shiites, too. And that's why the Christians have been allied, even though they never liked the Wahhabist or the Sunni or the Shiite. But it's been the Iranians that have been helping and defending the Christians and not taking their land like the Sunnis do. Talk about arch enemies, the Sunnis and the they're based out of Saudi Arabia, and the that's the majority Islam, about 79%. Shiites are about 25%. The other 1% or so is Alawites and a few other little groups who really aren't even Muslims. They're really just like Zoroastrians that pretend like they converted to Islam. So we'll get to that in a moment. I mean, it is beyond frustrating and beyond disgusting. And we hear we have TSA because of Al-Qaeda. They grab our genitals for all these decades because of that. The borders were wide open. And we heard, you know, Lindsey Graham, oh, we've got to, you know, support Israel. We got to fight Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the Shiites. And meanwhile, he and McCain before him through USA and the State Department gave tens of billions to these very groups. And when Biden pulled out of Syria, they gave a lot of the weapons to Al-Qaeda and other groups to then invade Syria, as I predicted they would, and then they were able to overthrow them in 2 years. So that was the 80-plus billion in weapons. A lot of that went there. So this is really playing with fire, but it goes back, which I'm not defending this, it goes back to the British and then right through to Israel and when they got set up in the late 40s and then right through into the 70s and 80s with the U.S. government funding the Mujahideen that is Al-Qaeda and then just right through. But then they'll turn around and tell us, oh, there's terrorists everywhere that are about to get us. We have to give up all of our rights and, you know, we have to go to war in all these countries. Then we'll blow up countries that are reformist compared to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And they'll overthrow even the Egyptians during the Arab Spring that were our allies and put the Muslim Brotherhood in that blew up hundreds of churches and killed tens of thousands of Coptic Christians and Catholics. It's a fact that our government took over from the British in the 50s with Operation Ajax, with a coup in Iran, using radical Islamists. Now, they didn't double-cross them and put the Shah in over Mossadegh, but this is a fact. And they used to deny it and say it was a conspiracy theory, but now, since they put the head of Al-Qaeda in Syria and the rest of it, they go, yeah, CNN's like, yeah, he used to be the head of Al-Qaeda, but he's good now. He cut his hair and wears a suit. And then they go and murder tens of thousands of Christians, and the videos get shot by the jihadis, and it didn't even hit the national news. I mean, this is evil, folks. So you can say, why did Trump kill the investigations into Epstein when he said he would get into it and it was real? I never saw evidence he was involved in it, but he certainly has Lednick and others that were he's protecting. So he's guilty by extension there. But this is, you know, I was like, well, Biden did this with NATO and Turkey and Israel. Oh, now Trump's meeting with him. Boy, I sure hope he tells him to stop killing the Christians. Okay, you're not doing that. And now, oh, I think I'll just send you in. And then they're going to mass murder the Christians, and they might not even be successful fighting with the Iranian troops and militia. And so you'll have that giant quagmire. Trump's like, hey, Israel, hold my beer. We're going to do this. So let's play the clip of Trump slip 33 that I want to get into Vance contradicting Trump on ground troops, which he needs to do. He needs to separate himself from Trump so there's something viable and salvageable. You notice all the whisper campaigns and demonization campaigns by the left and by the fake right wing is that Vance can't be trusted. He's deep state. He's evil. And then even the Secret Service is complaining about, oh, he works too hard. He goes too many places. It's erratic. All the attacks are on Vance. He's given the dirty job to go try to get a peace deal. Trump says he'll be blamed publicly if it doesn't go through, when it was Trump that gets the blame and Netanyahu that really gets the blame. So, yeah, you can see that Vance is being targeted, that the Israel Firsters, AIPAC, all of them have said they are endorsing Rubio. And notice, you never hear any criticism of Rubio by the patriots, by the people that they always just go, J.D. Vance, Palantir, because he worked with one of their subsidiaries, and they obviously boosted him like they do a lot of Republican candidates. Okay, yeah, and Palantir's in bed with Trump. The point is, Vance, in policy and action, is the best candidate by light years compared to anything the Republicans have, and compared to the Democrats, it's a whole other universe. You want Gavin Newsom? You want Mondami? Zohran Mondami? Or do you want J.D. Vance? I mean, J.D. Vance, just on Joe Rogan, absolutely flame-broiled the entire system yesterday. And that's good, because that's what we want. Now, does that mean once he gets into office, if he does in 2028, he won't go sideways on us? I don't know that, but you'll get fooled again. No, I'm not getting fooled. I don't trust any of this. But if I look, he's got the best track record, the best background, and who the system is attacking at every level, that's the seal of approval. Like, I'm glad that I supported Trump in the last 9 years. It's only the last year he started going sideways. Like, oh, you admit that was wrong over the years. No, I like the better Supreme Court. No, I like having the border controlled. No, I like a lot of jobs coming back and the carbon taxes that would kill billions of people and then that whole global system falling apart and the electric car initiative falling apart and no tax on tips. You mean to go on for 10 hours? And regular toilets aren't banned anymore and space heaters aren't banned. And all that stuff. I go on for hours. And Trump's trying to bust up the beef monopoly that four packing houses run. They brought in a fifth packing house. Not even Walmart had entered the market. Trump was able to get them in. Now he's trying to get a bunch of others in. I mean, Trump's fast-tracking commercial driver's license for veterans and has a federal investigation, and now judges are blocking it, into illegal aliens and others that they just give commercial licenses to, they've never driven an 18-wheeler. I can show you hours of footage where they pull over an Indian or an African woman or somebody from the Middle East, and they're like, your lights are off. I don't know how to turn lights on. And they'll be using a Google translator to talk to the cop. And they're like, I don't know, in the computer voice, I don't know what lights are. And then they'll say, I don't even know how to put this in gear. And they're driving down the road in a huge 18-wheeler at night, and Trump's like, yeah, we got a shortage of drivers, let's kick them out and let's bring in veterans. So, it's very paradoxical. So I just, you know what I do? I just back what's good he does and I oppose what's bad and I just call balls and strikes. So that's where we are. But yeah, I mean, I see videos every day where just like we're one of the Sikh drivers seem to be the worst. They've killed a bunch of people. They're just literally at these places given. The left runs these driving schools that are just a one room office, and it shows them just handing them their diplomas, handing them their driver's license, or their certificate to get the driver's license. They don't even have 18-wheelers. They're just here, just get in it and drive down the road. They drive down the wrong side of the highway. They'll pull into a gas station and want to drive around cars, so they'll just drive off in the grass and then get stuck, and they have to explain to them, no, you can't drive down the wrong side of the highway. You can't drive across the grass. You can't poop on the floor at the... These are people that literally come from fifth world countries where their main meal every day is cow poop. I might show you them. For dinner is cow feces. And they bathe in human feces. I think it's good. We'll be right back with a massive transmission today. Stay with us. Wait till you see Trump endorse Al-Qaeda invading Lebanon. You can't make this up. We'll be right back. I'm extremely excited about this. You know we always have the strongest turmeric at thealexjonesstore.com, and the capsules are 95% curcuminoid. That is the strongest in the market. So the very same great manufacturer that made this made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market, and even better than powder because there's even better absorption, ultimate turmeric, and it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients that are known to supercharge turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this is works better than Advil. Including family I've had that's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these. And whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This raw turmeric's 4 to 5% curcuminoid. 95. Okay? So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle, so 2-month supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. If you lock in at 50% off, it's 25% off for everybody if you just buy it straight off at thealexjonesstore.com. The new Ultimate Liquid Turmeric Tincture. And it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingbeer officinal is the, I guess, the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate, 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger, and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, an amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. Natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into the cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy, turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper, 60 servings, vegan friendly, GMO-free, gluten-free, free of major allergies, natural flavors only. No additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the t-shirts, the collectible coins that are about to sell out, the amazing shower filters that are the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New Liquid Ultimate Turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A fourth turning here. The old financial order has ballooned itself with quadrillions of fake dollars and other currencies. Even back 20 years ago, the major central banks and their private owners had done things like sell mortgages dozens of times, some cases hundreds of times, of U.S. homeowners, and then we learned European homeowners and others. We've seen countless cases, people I personally know, where they are paying their mortgage and it's sold over and over again and some other company comes in and forecloses. Even people that have paid off houses, when they finally pay it off, suddenly someone comes in and goes to the court and says it's theirs and the court takes it. That's the level of Ponzi scheme that's so massive.
and they're getting ready to bankrupt the whole world economy, bring in a central bank digital currency, a unified ledger. This is the official plan. Bill Gates and the UN and the Chinese have done the stabilization, standardization, OECD, global bankruptcy, receivership plan. When I say these names, look them up. Global OECD receivership plan, central bank digital currency, restabilization, new global unified ledger. Just write that down, type it in. You'll be on the UN website. You'll be at the Rockefeller Foundation website. You'll be at the CIA website. And then your car, your house, your degree, your intellectual property, it's all in patents to then mine your very life and say that you are now a piece of stock in this new global corporation. So you won't own anything, but you'll like it because at first it'll go from everything collapsing to, oh, you only lost 10% of your wealth or whatever once it was put into this global stabilization. But look, it went back up because it's a new Ponzi scheme they can pump. But with it comes total control, tracking everything you do, social credit score, and they can turn it off and not let you go one half foot outside your home. That's the quote from China is their goal. That's the quote from the head of the UN. Larry Fink saying we're going to control your behavior with it. It is literally the mark of the beast. And Trump, on the surface, knew this was coming 10 years ago in his first address being sworn in, talked about it. And not going with the globalist model of collapse, but one of expansion and not having central bank digital currencies and not going with the globalist. And then the first 4 months of his administration, he was doing that. And now he's begun to veer off. He's not 100% with them. He's not even 50% with them, but he's 30, 40% with them. And but by increment, getting worse and worse. So you're like, why are you so upset? He's not perfect, but it's better than them because the trajectory's bad. It's bad now, but the direction is bad. No one can deny that. So I'm hopping mad to get attention on this to the governors, the legislatures, whoever else we've got to put pressure to oppose it, like opposing the NDAA. Engaging Trump, engaging Republicans, telling them don't do it. And, of course, the black pillars that just want to be holier than thou that just showed up last year, they go, you traitor, you're back on Trump's train. You're back riding his weenie. It's all going to pass. We're all doomed. It's all over. What are you doing trying to engage in politics? Run for the hills, slit your wrists, pour gasoline on yourself and light yourself on fire. Anybody politically engaged is a sellout and being conned. Don't listen to them. Give up. It's all over. We're accelerationists. We want a total collapse now. That's what the globalists want. And now the NDAA got shot down in Congress 2 days ago. Now they're going to try to bring it back. But Section 219 was 224. They moved it. Changed it. We're going to keep fighting it. And they got a Senate bill that turns over the intelligence to the Israelis. Cotton's bill. That thing's in trouble. And the SAVE Act just passed the House. See how that works? The populist movement here and around the world has the future in our hands. Populism's exploding. Marie Le Pen was falsely convicted for political incorrectness, criticizing the precious Muslims. She was banned from running the last election. Polls showed she'd win. Now an upper court has overturned that, saying it was lawfare and that she's a victim. And now she's way ahead in all the polls to be the next president of France. And they might kill her. But the point is, somebody else comes forward. Just like NATO and the EU stole a bunch of elections, blocked a bunch of elections in Romania and places. Now that caused a bigger revolt, and now even more hardcore patriots are getting in. It's the process of fighting back. And the enemy will push us and lose, ground, and we'll lose ground. But at least we're fighting. And if you look at the trajectory, we're winning. We're in ascension. We're going up and down, but overall up. The globalists are in descent. We are ascending. They are descending. They're going down and admitting it in their own white papers. Populism and the global awakening is going up. But right now we're at that cross point right there. And they're trying to steal as much money as they can and position themselves and Hail Mary to try to stay in charge. Other political groups want the technocracy systems that have been set up. They're all battling over the infrastructure. We're not out of the woods, boys and girls, but we at least can see through a crack up in the distance, a hill, a grassy hill, and some lights.
civilization. So just forward as we chop through the jungle on our way. Yeah, look at Drudge. I mean, look what's happening. Mass AI backlash globally. Tech backlash turns violent. Execs fear for lives. Data center anger. Xyron, OpenAI will crash industry. Zitron. So, it's on, ladies and gentlemen. It's on. There are a bunch of Hollywood movies coming out now that show men back in the masculine roles and traditional values. They're making tons of money, but Hollywood hadn't gotten the message completely, so there's lots of the woke DEI garbage. It's failing. The Democrats now put out a memo saying masculinity's back, bashing men is out. That's from the DNC. Doesn't mean they're not going to double back and do it again, but you see, that's victory. Bud Light losing $5 billion and pulling out of wokeism and then going and endorsing the most masculine thing out there, the UFC, in sports, I'm saying, it's not the most masculine thing. Being faithful to your family, working two jobs, staying up in the middle of the night when your kids got the flu, not being corrupt, being strong, following God's directives, that's the most masculine thing you can do. Having moral courage when the crowd's telling you you're wrong. When it comes to sports, the UFC's tough as it gets. You're like, oh God, the UFC sold out. They let Bud Light come spend money. No, that was Bud Light rolling over to us. Nobody can deny the rise of populism, and it's not going to be perfect, but we're moving in the right direction. But let me get back into the military situation. It's not just for Israel and the greater Israel that we're over there bombing Iran. I'm not endorsing it. It's about blowing up the IMEC corridor, the Belt and Road Initiative, blowing up those trainways and those shipping ports and those bridges so that the U.S. can go in that's made all these deals in the stands, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, a bunch of them, and get all the rare earth minerals. But Trump just wanted to use it as an excuse to damage all that. And literally, they admit there were really no discussions or briefings, or Trump didn't pay attention to it, of the Strait of Hormuz being closed, and that having an immediate wet blanket effect on his economic plan and supercharging inflation. So now he doesn't have a good off-ramp because Iran knows they've got most of the cards, so they're being belligerent and demanding a bunch of stuff that Trump won't give them. So that's why he gets more and more frustrated. But Israel wants total war because they want the distraction so they can launch their Greater Israel project. And Trump's saying, no, you don't get your Greater Israel project, because he's also allied with Saudi Arabia and others. We're going to do the old British MI6 Lawrence of Arabia model. So I'm going to explain how this works. You don't get this anywhere else, folks. This is the deep dive, and this is just the surface. But compared to everybody else, this is like trillions of feet deep. Okay. People just don't know this stuff. But Trump is going with another model and telling Israel, no, you're pissing off the Muslims, so get out of Lebanon, get out of Syria. And instead, we're going to take over using the Arabs because they can actually get it done. And the argument is the Arabs don't know how to fight because Israel's beating them a bunch with more advanced weapons. No, the Arabs know how to take over their neighbors. I mean, my God, they took over Iran hundreds of years ago. So people haven't studied this. That's what's going on, and we're about to lay it out. But it's very sick, and it will get the Christians that used to be the majority in Lebanon just 60 years ago, killed. Used to be the majority a couple hundred years ago in Syria, killed. Used to be the majority in Egypt, killed. Oh, you didn't know? You didn't know that? 50-plus countries are Muslim. They're all basically 99% Muslim, except for a few like Syria, and it's still a small number of Christians. In Egypt, Coptic, they had to have the jobs of trash collector, literally. They're second class, like India's caste system. And the Obama-funded Arab Spring overthrew our allies and they did a mass extermination of Christians. And so Trump is now allying with the very group, the Sunnis, not the Shia, not the Shiites, that is the majority Islam backed out of Saudi Arabia to go in and take over Lebanon. They've already taken over Syria. And this is a crime against humanity. But you saw the remaining last villages, Christian little areas in Gaza and in the West Bank, and some of the oldest Christian areas in Lebanon destroyed by Israel. And the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, won't lift a finger for the Christians. And they send in the Jewish settlers, and they just burn down the churches, burn down the homes, shoot people in the back with shotguns, run over them with bulldozers, and it never hits the U.S. news because that would be anti-Semitic. And the average Christian Zionist has no idea that the Christians in the Middle East are caught between an Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Jewish settler, Israeli military pincer attack, or a vice, jaws, like a crocodile or a shark. That's a pincer. Got it? Tyrannosaurus Rex? Not very nice. And Israel gave field hospitals and artillery and missile support to Al-Qaeda with Turkey. And then now Israel wants to attack Turkey. I mean, this is the classic. I mean, all groups are Machiavelli out throughout history. All groups backstab and double deal and all that. But no one in history, even the Arabs admit this in their own writings, nobody double deals and backstabs and flip-flops and new alliances than the Middle East. I mean, the Middle Eastern brain, and I'll say that about the Jews too, it's never-ending. I mean, look at the Knesset, constantly fighting, flip-flopping, double deals, backstabbing. I mean, the only thing more Machiavelli than the Arabs is the Jews over there. I mean, imagine living like that and lying to each other and backstabbing each other. And we're becoming like that, too. I mean, the West has had plenty of that. I mean, we're certainly not lightweights either. But when you want to talk about who's the grand poobahs of it, it's the Middle Eastern brain. And it's been desert forever, and you know there's not a lot of resources. And you don't have a lot of Machiavellian stuff when there's plenty of resources, plenty of food. But when there's not, the only way to get a new house is kill somebody and take it or run them out. And the whole Bible's that. This group running the Jews out, the Jews running that group out, exterminate this, exterminate that. And all those groups have very long memories. That's why you've got the main Jewish group saying, Titus sacked Rome 2,000 years ago, and we must destroy Europe. And a lot of rabbis say America's part of that, Edom. And, I mean, I can play you thousands of rabbis saying we must destroy the West because of what Pompeo, the emperor, did. And even, you know, you have Netanyahu on the stage with Pompeo when he was the Secretary of State and before that CIA director, and he's like, now, you're a good Pompeo, but we are still a little upset about what your ancestor did. And it is his ancestor. It's a Pompeo's an elite Italian name from the old patrician class. Not the plebes. Not the peons. The peons, to use the Spanish. So, and then you got all these best-selling books, and then you're like, read this book. And it's like, Israel is at war with the West, and we're going to get you. And you got the rabbis like, ha, the West is killing itself in a fight with Ishmael. And most rabbis are like, no, our main enemies are not even Ishmael. It's Titus. And, you know, Hegseth thinks, I'm a Christian Zionist. You're my friend. Hey, I'll do whatever you say. I love Israel. Jesus loves Israel. Let's blow up the Muslims. They're bad. I fought them for, you know, many years. And they're like, uh-huh, Titus, as soon as we're done, they see Hegseth and they go, Titus. Politically. They don't know. Because to them, Titus destroying the Second Temple is yesterday, folks. And I'll give it to them. They have their culture. They know who they are. We've been taught in the West that we never invented anything. We're nobody. We don't have any. Of course, we are like the best, the most amazing. The whole world knew it. Philosophers, historians from all over the world said the West was the best. But we've been taught we don't exist. Turn on a show about Vikings, it's all black people. Google, founding fathers, they're all black. Heterosexual sex is all rape. Pedophilia is loving and liberal. See how it works? So I don't blame the Arabs having their identity, believing they're superior and to rule the earth. That's what all groups think. The Nazis, you know, thought they were superior and going to kill everybody and rule the earth. And people said, oh, that's evil and bad. You see, I'm a real Christian. I really believe in Christ unifying us all. and us stopping all this. And it can work. It actually works very well. But you have to follow it. And so I predict that Israel's never going to get its third temple. Or right around the time it gets built, probably will trigger a war like the Bible says, gets everybody killed. And the Muslims all think they're bringing in the end of the world with their Messiah. The Jews think it. The Christian Zionists all think it. And what it is a bunch of crazy-ass cults. Jesus says over and over again, whoever tells you they know when the end is or might return, anybody that tells you this or that is of the devil. It's true. Look how many cults come along and tell you it's the end of the world and they know and they're going to make God come back. They're going to make God do something. Oh, that's going to work out. You're going to kill a red heifer up at the Temple Mount and your Messiah is going to show up. You see all these top rabbis to Netanyahu. I play the clips. I mean, there's hundreds of them. Just type in rabbi. Rabbis tell Netanyahu, make the Messiah come quicker. They say it in English. They say it in Yiddish. They say it in Hebrew. They say it in Israel. They say it in New York. They say it in Poland. And he's in Hebrew. Yes, I'm doing it. I'm working as hard as I can. They're like, strike them. Hit them. Get Edom to fight Ishmael. War. We need death. We need the death. We need the war. And the Iranians are like, we need total war to bring back the 12th Mahdi. Durka, 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 durka. And I'm sitting there going, you people are freaking crazy town. Can we get a Mars base? Can we get an undersea base? Can we get life extension? Can we get a space elevator to the moon? No. It's like those memes from Pawn Stars where it's like, hey, can I get maybe world peace? Eh, best I can give you is a nuclear war. The era of the Messiah has come. Yeah, put that back on screen. When Netanyahu remarks mean aimed at Gaza. And, of course, they're just manipulating all this religious fervor and groups. They know exactly what they're doing. That's what the whole Dune book is about. And when the third one comes out, because I've read the books, they kill like 8 billion people. He makes the Harkonnens look like angel cakes. And it's just mass murder and complete death forever. But it's the good guys. We're the good guys. What are you promising, Mahdi? I'm promising you paradise. Now let's go do it. Blow up the galaxy. But at least those nasty Harkonnens won't win because they're openly evil. But the guys that think they're evil, they're not the ones that are really evil. It's always the nice, sweet people you got to watch. You see, it's always what comes out of the crises that have been set up that the really bad things happen. Let's just start with this. I want to get back into it because I've done a good job, but I've been covering this and covering that and coming back to this and into that and back to this. Let's just play Trump. Then we'll get to J.D. Vance contradicting him on the war and Epstein and more. It's huge. Play Trump endorsing the leader of al-Qaeda and a giant al-Qaeda army that's a mass from all over the world. That's their new base on Afghanistan and Syria that we gave them with Israel. Remember a few years ago, I go, hey, Israel's behind that with Turkey. You're a liar. You're anti-Semitic. Now it's like, yeah, we run al-Qaeda. Yeah, yeah, they're good. Yeah. Oh, do I get apologies because you were ignorant out there, some of you? You're a panicking. Well, that's not al-Qaeda, Jones. We don't work with al-Qaeda. TSA, grab my balls. I need to be safe. There ain't no al-Qaeda. I work with al-Qaeda. You say al-Qaeda works with our government, I'll knock your teeth in, you lying enemy. You say Trump worked with al-Qaeda. Here they are at the White House. Well, I like them now. I like me some al-Qaeda. They're about to turn al-Qaeda loose to kill the Christians. Well, that's all right. They're going to kill our Raiders, too. As long as they kill an Iraner. I like al-Qaeda now. Al-Qaeda's good. Sorry, go ahead and go to Trump.
Do you want to see Israeli ground forces withdraw from southern Lebanon?
Well, redeploy is another word, because, you know, we're getting along very well with Lebanon. Israel's dealing with them very nicely. First time in many, many years. Lebanon has been beaten up.
Start it off. Israel's dealing with them very nicely. They just blew up like 50,000 Christian houses, 300 churches. Tens of thousands dead. They're dropping Moabs on whole communities because there's some Muslims there. Oh, Israel's treating them very nicely. Yeah, really nice. Here, go back to the...
Do you want to see Israeli ground forces withdraw from southern Lebanon?
Well, redeploy is another word. Because, you know, we're getting along very well with Lebanon. Israel's dealing with them very nicely. First time in many, many years. Lebanon has just been beaten up so badly, and they've got Hezbollah there. Southern Syria and from parts of Lebanon, yeah, it would be good to get out, I think. And I think you might see things get a little bit calmer because we have to focus our energy on the big leagues. The big leagues are Iran.
You mentioned when we spoke on the phone during the war that Syrian President Ahmad al-Shara may be tasked with dealing with Hezbollah.
He would go in and take care of Hezbollah, and he'd do it in a different way. He wouldn't knock down buildings. I hated to see buildings knocked down.
Are you saying you believe he would be more precise than the Israelis?
I think he'd be more precise, yeah. I think, and I can tell you, I know he'd like to do it.
Does he need the green light from you?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, more precise than dropping Moabs on Christian villages? Okay. So there you go. We're going to go to break. Listen, we're doing serious work here to stop the insanity and to spotlight it, and it's having a big effect. We just shot down the Israeli takeover of the military. They're going to try again. The SAVE Act just passed. This broadcast and what you do and what we do is having a big effect. Congress listens, you name it. We need you to keep sharing the articles and videos from AlexJonesLive.com. Share the live feeds from Rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. The feeds are all at AlexJonesLive.com. On X, Real Alex Jones. And we need you to get great products. We got liquid turmeric, the strongest on the market, 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors are 4 or 5%. That's raw turmeric. Still works. So a few drops of this is the equivalent of, you know, a massive amount. Hell, like half a bottle of red regular turmeric. It's super concentrated. It's amazing. It's like concentrated ginger and black pepperdine that accelerates it. It's 30% off. It's brand new. We have the 95% curcuminoid pills as well. That's been out for years that everybody loves. So good for pain, so good for inflammation, so good for your whole body. Get it now at theyellowstonestore.com. Become a subscriber, cancel any time, but it mails you each month. You can lock it in at 50% off on that order and in future orders, not just the introductory, 30% off. Also, giant selection of T-shirts and ball caps, and the new summer line has come out with the one I bought is on most of them, but it looks great. I had the concepts. The designers were bigly, great designers. The Betsy Ross flag, and it says Rebel Scum since 1776. So many cool shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. And we've got the collectible coins, and we've got the new showerhead filters. They're all amazing. We'll be right back.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit thealexjonesstore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, we're into the second hour. I'm going to stop covering J.D. Vance contradicting Trump on Epstein, on the war, and Trump saying they're going to send in Al-Qaeda and ISIS till next hour to take over Lebanon. It's a big deal. But then we're going to get into the tick invasion. Who's behind that? With Sherry Tibbetti with breaking exclusive news coming up in the fourth hour today. But I'm going to do this because I've been so busy I haven't really cut ads for anything. And notice I just plugged for like 1 minute at the end of the last hour. That's not going to pay the bills. So I'm going to cut this live on air during this segment. And you'll see this air on the network. And I need your help because this is a war and it takes money to win wars. So we're about to go, I'm going to cut a 4 minute ad right now here in about 8 seconds because I'm not going to give up. I'm going to actually expand in the face of tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, in my 32 years on air, I have changed the world for the better. The globalists have been exposed. They admit in their own documents that they are in deep trouble. The Great Awakening's here, but I don't take credit for it. When I say I've done that, I mean the broadcast, the films, the tens upon tens of billions of views, being on hundreds of radio stations for 30 years. The bad guys recognize it. I'm in Rockefeller Foundation documents. I'm in CIA documents, Justice Department documents. Decades ago, I'm flattered. I didn't think I was having that big effect. They said 20 years ago, this guy's got to be stopped. It's amazing, but you have supported me. You've kept me on air. You've spread the word. And when I say the show, our guests, the films, the reporters, everything we've done, you see it every day, how we are exposing Israel's attempt to take over our military and intelligence in the NDAA. That just failed in Congress. They're trying to bring it back. We just got the SAVE Act through. Did we all get the credit for that? No, but we all moved the needle. They did polling in the 5 swing states in the year 2016, after the election 2017. And big articles came out. That's why they hated me so much, that InfoWars listeners got at least 4 to 5 points in all those states and pushed Trump over the line to winning. We continue to do that. We continue to get the key swing votes. The UKIP founder said on my show decades ago that UKIP didn't take off until half the constituents that joined them, they learned, were listening to my show. You know why? We were number one on the internet on Alexa back then. That was the Amazon rating system in the UK. We were reaching millions of people a day in the UK alone because there was no media over there. And then they would get me on all their big shows. That's how powerful the truth is. That's how infectious courage is. And so I want to fight. I want to continue on with all the lawfare and the attacks we've been under. But I can't do it without your help. So listen, I sell you products that really work, that will really change your life, that will empower you, and that are a lot of fun as well. It's so easy. You've just got to take action and get the products. And we're in a rebuilding process here at AlexJonesLive.com. I want to get more hosts, more reporters, more crew. I want to be more effective than we ever were at InfoWars. I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive. I got the fight in me. The spirit's strong, but the flesh is weak. I need your help. So help the broadcast, help yourself, and get great products at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, right now, we have the new summer shirts in. They're some of the best designs. Many of them I came up with. Make Orwell fiction again. We've also got great tank tops or wife beaters with really fun messages. Look at this one. Rebel scum since 1776. Betsy Ross flag on a great deep blue shirt. Great looking. Less 1984, more 1776. And it goes on and on. This added to the almost 800 other designs. This dress shirt is very low cost, super high quality, super lightweight. It is amazing. Betsy Ross flag. It's all there. Oh, shorts. You wanted shorts? You got them. I came up with this. A nice little design there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. A whole bunch of new hat designs. And then it's fun to wear these. You meet like-minded people. It spreads the word, and the apparel looks great. Check it out. Also, we're selling out soon of the limited edition 250th anniversary silver coin with Jerusalem cross, 1776 on one side, and on the other, ladies and gentlemen, the American flag, the bald eagle, America's 250, and this is a fundraiser that you know you backed at such a critical time. And then the very best, highest rated, cutting out the most garbage, shower filters that just screw on in seconds, no plumber needed, lowest prices you're going to find, insanely low prices for VIPs, and it's got the straight, healthy, happy frog seal of approval literally on it at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have our 95% curcuminoid, not just in capsules now, but in liquid, so it's more absorbable.
Take advantage of this now and keep us on the air and let us expand. Thanks for your help. The ball's in your court. I fired the bat signal. Take action now. TheAlexShowStore.com. Thank you so much.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time. Uncensored. Unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
If you vote for Kamala, you're voting for war. You'll get World War III with Russia and Iran. You won't get that with me. No new wars, just like you got in my last administration.
And now, Pentagon says they're being prepared to invade Cuba. CBS News. I don't just believe CBS News. I told you that months ago. And Trump's even said they're looking to do it. We also have the Pentagon saying they're gearing up and that the president is now leaning towards full ground invasion of not just Kerg Island, but the Strait of Hormuz itself. U.S. Central Command announces second wave of attacks today as Trump indicates he won't make another deal with Iran. Iran says they're not making a deal. U.S. forces use Hellfire missile to disable oil tanker sailing towards Iran's Kerg Island. Senior defense officials looking at Cuba military options. Wall Street Journal, Trump leans towards expanding U.S. military operations in Iran. Pentagon initiates second strike wave. Isn't that interesting? I want to play a few more clips on this and then shift gears into what to expect tonight in Trump's big address on China. That's what it's going to be. Through Venezuela, manipulating and stealing elections. How do I know? I broke this in November. And the sources then said his plan was to roll this out in January. Well, here we are in July. He's a little bit behind on that. That's coming up. And a lot more. But first, let's play J.D. Vance on Joe Rogan. This aired yesterday. We already played the clip yesterday, right after it aired, where he said, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein's Mossad and CIA, and he's protected. And, yeah, we basically there was a mess up with all the files. And Trump's not going to be happy about that. Oh, and look on screen. White House briefs as Trump weighs expanded Iran ops. Oh, yes, see? Getting us ready to go into Kerg Island. He'll show them. And when our troops get killed, why, we're supposed to get all mad, and we got to have full war. We got to nuke them. Got to listen to Mark Levin, and we got to listen to Jonathan Pollard, and we got to listen to Mike Huckabee, and we've got to listen to everybody else that's been saying we need a nuclear war. We need to use nuclear weapons right now. That's the thing to do. Incredible. And have you thought about what happens after that? Well, it's been war-gamed, and it's not good. Pakistan says they'll nuke Israel. So does North Korea. Well, let's just roll the dice. Even though the Pentagon says, don't do it. So here's J.D. Vance contradicting, you know, Trump that we don't want ground troops and that's not our job. And then it dovetails into a clip I played earlier, but I'll play it again because it warrants it. Trump saying, oh, man, Israel's really done a great job in Lebanon, treating them so well. At least 50,000 homes blown up, most of them Christian. Over 300 churches blown up. And, oh, because Hezbollah's there. Well, Hezbollah's been there forever. And, yeah, the Christians shouldn't have let him in. It was majority Christian 50 years ago, and
Now it's majority Muslim, but it's not been the Shiites killing the Christians. They've actually been leaving them alone. So the Christians are caught between Israel and Al-Qaeda attacking them. So they've now sided with them the last few years. And so now they're being targeted. And the government just sits there ineffectually and says Israel can do whatever it wants. So that's Trump saying, oh, they treated him so well. And now Trump wants the leader of Al-Qaeda, that I want to get into a little bit, and then I'm going to finish with this, to invade and, quote, clean out Hezbollah because they'll do it less brutally than the Israelis. Oh, yes, Al-Qaeda has been killing thousands of Christians since they took over 2 years ago in Syria. So let's play clip 10 and 33 back to back.
Goal that you're trying to achieve, you know, they'll say things like, we'll just bomb them to oblivion. Okay, we can do that. We can drop a lot of bombs. But what does that accomplish if there's still a crazy person who's still unwilling to shoot a few drones at the Strait of Hormuz? Because if you look at what Mike Pence or some of the conservative hawks, like people who voted for us but have been very critical of me, very critical of the administration, if you actually look at what they're proposing, they just want the military campaign to go on forever. And they can't actually identify what it is that they're trying to accomplish. None of them can identify what it is they're trying to accomplish. And I read two things between the lines. I think some of them want us to accomplish a complete change in the government of Iran, to topple the clerics and to replace that those clerics with somebody who's, you know, much friendlier. But, like, look, what is our experience with doing that?
It's not good.
It's not good. Right. And so, like, if the Iranian people want to rise up and change their government, that's up to them. But we're not going to send 150,000 ground troops in order to accomplish a change in a regime.
Get back it up 5 seconds. I told you from my sources that the head of the army said they needed at least 150,000, bare minimum 100,000. They recommended 200,000 to invade the Strait. That was never in the news, you notice. You just heard the vice president say it because. See what I mean? I don't just tell you this stuff up here. When it's coming out of my mouth, I know what I'm talking about. Back to the vice president.
Like, look, what is our experience with doing that?
It's not good.
It's not good, right? And so, like, if the Iranian people want to rise up and change their government, that's up to them. But we're not going to send 150,000 ground troops in order to accomplish a change in a regime unless the people on the ground themselves want to accomplish that outcome. Now, we're not going to send the troops in regardless, but, like, to propose sending in the troops, you're basically saying that the U.S. military should do the job for the Iranian people. We're not in that business anymore. We're just not. And then I think a second outcome that people are, whether they're aware of it or not, is what I call the Libya outcome. So if you look at the end result of our Libya policy after Gaddafi was killed by the Obama administration, by the way, again, a very stupid decision, what happened? Libya basically turned into a failed state. You had a refugee crisis. You had people pouring into Europe, pouring into other parts of Asia, other parts of Africa. You had a lot of violence, a lot of terrorism come from that. I do think that there are people
and Israel
who
loves
would
that.
Like that to be the outcome in Iran. But then I say, again, what is in our interest? How is it in the United States' interest to have 94 million desperate people flooding into Europe, flooding into the United States, to have, you know, sort of the terrorist infrastructure that can get established when you fan terrorists all over the world? We've run this experiment before.
Do you want to see Israeli ground forces withdraw from southern Lebanon?
Well, redeploy is another word, because, you know, we're getting along very well with Lebanon. Israel's dealing with them very nicely. First time in many, many years. Lebanon has just been beaten up so badly, and they've got Hezbollah there. Southern Syria and from parts of Lebanon, yeah, it would be good to get out, I think. And I think you might see things get a little bit calmer because we have to focus our energy on the big leagues. The big leagues are Iran.
You mentioned when we spoke on the phone during the war that Syrian President Ahmad al-Shara may be tasked with dealing with Hezbollah.
He would go in and take care of Hezbollah. And he'd do it in a different way. He wouldn't knock down buildings. I hated to see buildings knocked down.
Are you saying you believe he would be more precise than the Israelis?
I think he'd be more precise, yeah. I think, and I can tell you, I know he'd like to do it.
Does he need the green light from you?
I'm thinking about it.
I think that's very reasonable. I think Al-Qaeda's been killing all the Christians in Syria that we've now been backing with Israel and Turkey. I think they should be put in there to kill everybody. I think it's liberal. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Let's talk about what's really going on here. Here is Ahmed al-Sharaa. He changed his name from Abu Muhammad al-Julani, and he was seen as the main leader of al-Qaeda in the last decade, running mass murder operations all over the world. And this is all a repeat of the operations run by British intelligence during World War I through T.E. Lawrence, known as Lawrence of Arabia, and they directed what is Saudi Arabia today. They set up Saudi Arabia and the other countries there to invade Syria and other areas and topple those regimes and then mass murder people. The Christians were close to the majority there now. They're not after that. And now he's been helping later finish the job 100-plus years later. And you can read all about Lawrence of Arabia and what happened in Syria and the race to Damascus, and known as the Arab Revolt. Very important for you to learn all about that. T.S. Lawrence combined Arab forces invading Syria during World War I, capturing Damascus on October 1st, 1819, effectively ending the Ottoman control over the region. This was a key climax of the Arab Revolt, made the way for Israel to form everything else. They then carved up all the countries into designs. This is public in the British Parliament, to make them all fight with each other to make the place unstable. Oh, isn't just Israel in 79 founding Hamas and funding them because they would keep things unstable? They learned it from the British, how they controlled India and other areas. So all of that is extremely important information, historical. And since ISIS and al-Qaeda has gotten control of Syria, they're blowing up all the ancient Roman ruins, the Byzantine ruins, the Christian churches. There's lots of before and after photos of what they, remodeling jobs that they do. So that's a deeper dive than anybody else does. That's just the surface. And, that's what Trump's being advised to do. And now they're going to turn them loose, in Lebanon, because they'll do a better job than the Israelis blowing up 50,000 people's houses and 300 churches. And that's what it's estimated at. And the Jewish settlers are doing that in the West Bank. They've burnt up all around Israel. Any remaining settlements or churches, they've all been blown up now. Everyone has been blown up. All the shrines, all places Jesus was, all blown up, gone, bye-bye. And that's good. I support that. I'm a Christian Zionist. And I think every Christian in the world should be killed and the land should be given to Israel. Because of Titus sacked Jerusalem in 70 A.D., and I agree with the rabbis that say that Europe and the United States must fall, be totally destroyed, and to make amends for what we did to Israel, I think the West should all be destroyed, all Christians should be killed on the planet Earth now. And Muslims should be able to kill us and murder us. It's all wonderful. See, now can I get the part of the $1.3 billion, the influence project that Israel has buying off talk show hosts? Can I have my money now? Somebody go check the mailbox, see if I got my Netanyahu check now. There you go. And for people who take that out of context, that was called being sarcastic. That was dark satire. I'm against all this. Okay, good. Kind of a big deal, isn't it? Oh, let's hear from Sneeko. Let's play clip 37. Sneeko's over in the Middle East right now, running around wearing nightgowns and all the rest of it. And he called me to come on his show last week. And I said, sure. He said, well, come on your show tomorrow. And I said, fine. And then he ghosted us and then makes jokes about it and says, I'm begging him to come on. Now, yeah, I'd love to clean the floor with you again, pal. You said the Quran doesn't say there's three choices: convert to Islam, pay the jizya tax, or be killed. And then I can show you 50-something places in the Quran where it says it. I've already shown a lot of that on air. And so you're hiding under your nightgown. Okay? Here he is, and he's made other statements about everybody. All of America, he said a few days ago, will go under Sharia law. Yes, we're going to conquer you. And then here's his latest response, people saying, why, if you love Islam so much, why don't you go to the heavenly 50-plus countries they control where nobody else is allowed to be Christian or Jewish in those? And this is his response.
I find it funny how people who are calling to deport me, they've been saying this ever since I became Muslim. They're like, you would never live in a Muslim country. You would never live in a Muslim country. Like as if living in Medina is something horrible. Why? I would love to live here. This is peace, and the first time I came here 3 years ago, really, it felt like seeing heaven on earth. It's the closest thing that I've ever seen to heaven on earth.
Look how beautiful.
I want to live here, but what's more important, especially with my abilities, is that I stay in my home country, the United States of America, and I die trying to convert every last person to Islam.
Well, at least he says trying to convert. He said you will convert. So, there you go. An extremely rat-like creature who is scared to come on this show and who turned tail and ran to the Middle East. Truly saddening. All right, let's table those discussions now, shall we? And let's move into tonight's address of the El Presidente, the El Grande, the El Jefe, El Patron, La Patron. La Patron would be a girl, right? Report, tonight's major Trump speech to focus on Chinese election meddling, CIA turning blind eye, and securing vote integrity going forward. That's by Kellen McBreen, and that's at alexjoneslive.com. Now, in November of last year, and I'm on record, you can pull up the reports. I can give you the exact headline. I'm going to pull up on X or Rumble. Search it, though. I'll try to remember to give you the headline, but you know I did it. I said, according to White House sources, I shouldn't be so down on Susie Wiles because she conducted a multi-hour meeting, a closed cabinet meeting, with Trump, J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, and a bunch of others, where the president was presented with the evidence that we exposed decades ago, and it's accelerated, that Communist China for decades was building the voting machine fraud systems with the remote access cell phone systems built in and more, and wireless access systems built in, that were then fenced into Taiwan, where they claim they were manufactured, and then shipped to Venezuela, where the government ran most of the modern voting machine companies you know of, at least four of them, four of the big six, and then they were able to flip votes, do all that for time immemorial. And we've had this evidence for a long time. It's just mounted each subsequent election as more happens. And so Trump was then saying at that meeting, I want to roll out with this in January, and I want to expose all this. And you saw the FBI sit into Georgia and other places. You saw Tulsi Gabbard go down there. And you have seen some action there. And Trump's been trying to get the SAVE Act passed, but now he's finally lost patience. And that is what he is reportedly going to be talking about this evening. We've got a graphic that I hope you'll all share that I posted on X at Real Alex Jones. We'll put up here on screen tonight, 7:30 Central, because the speech is at 8 p.m. Central. At 7:30 Central, I am going to go live here from the Alex Jones Network. You can find the feeds at alexjoneslive.com, the mothership site with the articles, the videos, the live feeds. That's the easiest thing to share on your email list, your text message list. Hey, Alex Jones, live coverage of Trump's speech, where he's going to expose the communist Chinese, not just meddling, not just hurting integrity, but stealing elections. And that's what you're going to hear tonight. And the CIA was working with him the whole time, as Patrick Byrne told you years ago. They now confirmed last year. We'll see if he goes that far, but that's what he was briefed on, given the documents. Live coverage of Trump's election integrity speech tonight, July 16th, 7:30 p.m. Central, 8:30 Eastern. Now, again, he starts speaking at 8 o'clock Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. But I'll be 30 minutes before, then we'll have live feed of it, and then I will come back with commentary after with special guests. I'm working on Patrick Byrne and Quick Pop-Ins and Robert Barnes and some others tonight. And you'll find all those feeds at Real Alex Jones on X at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. And as I said, the easiest place, alexjoneslive.com. And they've got the Republican Party has now gotten on board with this, including Senator Kennedy, and I have the articles or quotes here, where they are extremely concerned with their hearing from their constituents, not just the polls. They're getting what I get on the streets when I had Mark Mitchell on like 8 months ago, and the White House saw him on the show and flew him up there. Susie Wiles had him there to try to convince Trump to focus on domestic issues in the economy, to not go to a war, and to focus on election fraud. That's what people want, because Americans know it was stolen, and they're pissed off about it. And they're pissed off about no action on it. And Trump was in the meeting for 30 minutes. It went for 3 hours. He left. How do I know? I had Mark Mitchell on to talk about it the next week. And, of course, he's been a Republican, a Trump supporter. He got called a panican for even saying that by the white pillars who don't go to the White House and brief the president. We're the ones that tell the president, don't go to war. The Mullahs won't fall. They'll close the strait. It's a trap. He now agrees with that, but we're still bad for being right. Those of you that are on the Israeli payroll or regurgitate what those on the Israeli payroll say, mockingbirds, you're the smart ones. We understand you're the delusional idiots. Tonight's major Trump speech to focus on China election meddling, CIA turning blind eye, and securing vote integrity going forward. Great job to the crew, because you want to know what's going on. Here it is. Just in, Trump to accuse China of meddling in U.S. elections in Thursday night's speech. Evidence Beijing compromised U.S. voter data. And again, I told you in November of 2025 on record. I think the headline on X would be from the live show. It was a bunch of them. Trump shown proof that China has been stealing elections, working with Venezuela for decades, is one of the headlines. That's almost the exact headline. And then another headline would be, Trump set to expose China stealing U.S. elections in January. Because that's what they said in the meeting. Incredible. I want it out by January. Major rollout. You got a month and a half. Get it done. There we are. White House is live right now with a press conference about Iran. We got to pause. We already know way more than they're even saying. So I might go to some of it. Maybe the questions are good. My reporter asked Trump 2 days ago, how long will the war last? Well, Vietnam lasted 19 years, so just get used to it. Okay. Scared SH, you know what, lists Republicans brace for Trump's primetime speech. This is Politico. And you're like, oh, that's a bunch of panicking. Oh, really? Senator Kennedy says his constituents are hopping mad. He's really concerned. A bunch of other Republicans are named here. Others are unnamed, saying they're all in panic mode for the internal polls they see. 2/3 of Americans find groceries unaffordable. Post-poll finds angry at Trump. I don't just believe that. I go out on the street. I talk to people. I know you do, too. So that's where we are right now. But if you go to Levitt, it'll be, oh, their ships are all on the bottom, and we've won, and the strait's open, and it's not open, and we'll have a peace deal soon, or the president's done with the peace. He's going to obliterate them. I mean, they just regurgitate the same cycle of BS for 138 days. But here, they're asking questions now. Let's go. We're going to break. We'll come back because we can zoom around in it and find the good stuff. I mean, I didn't see what she said. I just know she started about 6 minutes ago. I guarantee you it's a bunch of bull mixed in with some truth. And then the questions might be good. But this is a disaster. And even Republicans in Congress are like, dude, what's the plan here? And that's why they just blocked the NDAA and this $1 trillion they want, trillion plus, because they're like, and what's this thing? Israel merges with us? What's this? There's this special person appointed that has more power than even Congress, and no one can question them but the president? This is what's going on, and it is crazy. And it's all coming up. We got a lot more for you. Oh, my gosh, there's so much here. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Share those live feeds now. So important. Share the link, alexjoneslive.com/show. Find all the feeds there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing AquaPure, the ultimate water filter showerhead. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best, top-of-the-line water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish
in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity-fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure, and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine, and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalists. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99, that's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high-quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90-plus percent reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Anthrax and radio and the car.
All right, we got the press conference on the expanding insane Iran war with troops getting ready to be sent in, Trump saying. Trump also is getting the military ready to hit Cuba. Not good. But here we are, deep into it. That's history. Once you start an idiotic war, they tend to only get worse. This is how empires die, slowly, by making mistakes, committing suicide like this, having Pyrrhic victories. So it's ongoing live, but we've scanned it up to a point back where some good questions were asked. We'll go back and forth between a few minutes ago and live, but here's a few minutes of it.
Election widely believed to be safe and secure. There's not really any question about that. A lot of people
because
look at
it was too big to rig.
Well, I think a lot of people look at this.
There's a massive
and
amount of votes for this president. That's why he's in the Oval Office right now.
No one disputes that. And there were a significant amount of votes for Joe Biden, who won in 2020. I mean, I think the question is, why is the president unable to let this go?
Well, first of all, Garrett, I think part of the problem is that the media has refused to acknowledge that tens of millions of Americans across the country share the concerns of this president about the sanctity of our elections. And your premise of your question, you're jumping ahead to a conclusion in this speech before even hearing it yourself. I think that everyone should tune in tonight, including the people in this room, and you should report on the president's speech and the findings that he is going to reveal in this speech with a little bit of honesty and a little bit of integrity, because it will shock you if you have an honest eye listening to the president tonight, and everything he is saying will be backed by facts and by evidence that will be provided this evening. And again, Garrett, again, I think all Americans, Democrat, Republican, should agree that we are the greatest country in the history of the world. We should have the safest and most secure elections in the history of the world. And what the president will be speaking about tonight will show you that perhaps that is not the case, and we need to make some adjustments moving forward, including the Save America Act, as Rachel pointed out, is a key legislative priority for this president on Capitol Hill, and he wants to see all senators and members of Congress voting in favor of the Save America Act, because it's crucially important as we move forward. Aisha.
Hi, Caroline. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Assuming the pink is for your baby girl.
You know, I didn't think that, but I guess it is now. Thank you.
Yeah. We've talked a little bit about what the president might say tonight, but the other question is, who is running the teleprompter tonight after this report that the other guy is now under investigation for making money off of reading the president's speech?
Obviously, I'm aware of the report. The president is too. I spoke with him about it. He believes it's deeply unfortunate and, frankly, a disgrace. And the individual that was cited in that report is complying with the CFTC, but has been put on paid administrative leave. So there will be a teleprompter operator tonight, of course, but it will not be the one, unfortunately, in that story.
One more on Iran. The Vice President, J.D. Vance, went on this podcast with Joe Rogan yesterday, talked about Israel, in which he said that there are some people within their system that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt who are manipulating and trying to change American public opinion to keep the war going on indefinitely. Does the president agree with that statement?
I think the president would certainly agree that, yes, foreign countries certainly do try to persuade American public opinion. There's no doubt about that. I think it's just a basic fact. Ed.
Good to see you, Caroline. Following up on the teleprompter and then one on tonight's speech, what steps is the White House taking to ensure something like that doesn't happen again?
Well, the White House has extremely strict ethical guidelines with respect to issues like this. And as I just told you, this individual will no longer be here. He'll be on paid administrative leave. I'm sorry, without pay. The administrative leave is unpaid, to be very clear. That was a decision by the president. So I think that speaks for itself.
On the concerns about the election, will the president accept the results of November's election?
Look, Ed, you should tune into the president's speech tonight before you jump ahead to conclusions about what's actually in the speech. Again, I've seen a lot of reporting and misreporting about what the president will say. We hope CBS will take the speech, and all Americans should take it.
Okay, but I'm not presuming anything. Just asking whether he accepts the results.
Two questions on the Trump account. First, following the birthright citizenship case, is there concern that babies that are born to illegal immigrants here in the United States are not excluded from these accounts? And also, since the $1,000 per child from the Treasury seeds these accounts, can you assuage concerns from those who feel this is wealth redistribution?
I would certainly not describe it as that. As you know, this was an incredible public private public partnership. We had incredibly generous Americans, Michael Dell, and many others who contributed to the fund for the Trump accounts. So that money will then be passed along to America's children, which I think is a great thing that all Americans from all political persuasions can agree upon. With respect to your question on birthright citizenship, I think the president has made his view and the White House has made our view on this case quite clear. We're going to continue to move forward to work with Congress, hopefully in the future, to remedy this problem in our country, and to ensure that we cannot have this scam continuing where you have foreigners from all around the world traveling to our country to give birth to babies who are then given the greatest privilege on the face of the planet, American citizenship. That's not how our founding fathers intended this country to work or to operate, and the administration is committed to finding solutions to remedy that.
Do they have access to the Trump accounts, those children of those illegal aliens?
That's not something I've discussed discussed directly with the president, so I don't want to speak out of turn on that. As you know, Carrie, all American citizen children are able to access the Trump accounts as it stands right now. Sure, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mark Stone from Sky News. Can I switch to Iran, please?
Sure.
And specifically, the Manab school attack. 120 children dead, 26 of their teachers. A Sky News investigation released today points to all this being a tragic mistake by America, by the US military. So could you explain, please, why the president is repeatedly saying it wasn't America when he hasn't actually, he says also that he hasn't even seen the report?
I can't speak to the Sky News investigation respectfully because I have not read it. All I can speak to is what the president has said as I speak on his behalf, and the investigation continues, and we would defer you to the Department of War for further questions.
Following up, if I may?
Sure.
I just want to understand.
My answer's not going to change.
I just want to understand why he consistently says it wasn't us, we didn't do this, when all the evidence and indeed the preliminary report, and we've spoken to a military insider who says this was human error.
Well, that's the president's opinion, and at the very same time, he has said the Department of War is investigating the matter, and we would defer you to them for any questions with respect to the investigation, which obviously has not been released yet. I would defer you to them for further questions on it. But there's been, I think the president feels that way because he knows that our military always acts in good faith and absolutely never targets civilians or children, unlike the other side of this conflict, Iran, who is well known for killing women and children and innocent people in their country for a very long time. So you should focus on that in your reporting.
Daniel. Thanks, Caroline. Welcome back. Another World Cup question, much of it pains me. President Trump had some harsh words for Spain at the NATO summit last week about their spending. Does that mean he's going to be supporting Argentina
Danny, it is a really good question, and I'm disappointed in myself for not asking the president before I came out here, knowing you would probably ask. I haven't talked to him about it, but we'll get you an answer on that. You're welcome to ask him yourself at some point before the game. I'm sure you'll see him, and I'm sure he'll have a fun answer for you on it.
Caroline.
Sure, in the middle. Go ahead. Sure, Jasmine, go ahead.
Thank you, Caroline. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Back on the teleprompter issue, Notice reported earlier this year that Cauchy was inaccessible on the Wi-Fi that journalists here at the White House have access to. Are staffers back in the West Wing and other parts of the EOB, et cetera, do they have access to Cauchy and Polymarket on their Wi-Fi?
On our work computers?
Yeah.
Honestly, I've never tried, so I don't know. But I'm happy to go try and get you an answer on that.
Caroline, another question, Caroline.
In the back, Reagan.
Sure. I just wonder,
Jasmine, go ahead, and then Reagan.
Are there any other White House staffers or people within the administration who are suspected of also placing bets on Cauchy or Polymarket or other things with some of this privileged information?
Not to my knowledge. Not that I've been made aware of. And as you saw, I think this played out exactly how it should. Cauchy notified the CFTC of suspicious activity. They investigated that, identified the individual, and he will now no longer be working at the White House. So I think that answers all the questions on this matter. Reagan.
Caroline, I have a question for you on the Save America Act and
sure.
Senator Graham, and then a quick question on Iran.
Sure.
Trump said in one of his final conversations with the late Senator Graham that he was talking about the Save America Act and that he felt like they were in a great position with it. Do you anticipate that the Senate is going to be more aggressive to push the Save America Act in light of the fact that it was so important to Senator Graham so close to his death?
Sure. Well, since I haven't had the opportunity,
oh, it's so important to Senator Graham. He's so liberal.
Senator Graham's staff and his family. He was beloved by so many here at the White House, especially the president. And I know that the news of his sudden passing was just tragic to all of us, especially the president, who considered him a dear friend. The Save America Act, as I said, Reagan, is of vital importance to this president, and he wants to see it move forward. I understand that Capitol Hill and Speaker Johnson are moving forward with attaching as many elements of the Save America Act as possible to the budget reconciliation 3.0. Here we go. The president is supportive of that process, and he hopes that Republicans will vote for this important piece of legislation. The budget reconciliation bill not only will address the Save America Act, but also ensure important aid for our farmers and our war fighters, which the president supports as well.
Brian. Thank you, Caroline. Welcome back.
Thank you.
On the Cauchy situation, I have just a few questions on that.
Sure.
This individual
has been accused of making trades around the president's speeches for months. I mean, this has been going on since at least earlier this year, maybe even before that. Did the White House counsel have any awareness that this was going on with this individual? And if not,
no.
So if no, then why not? Is there any sort of plan in place to try to figure this out, to see if anyone else is doing this, or to track future people from, see if they're making these types of bets in the White House? Any discussions around that?
Look, there are very strict ethical guidelines here at the White House that explicitly state not to do this. And the White House counsel's office makes that clear to all of us who sign up to work in government on behalf of the president. So I think there has been a plan in place. This individual unfortunately violated the plan, and therefore he's paying the consequences for it. I don't know why there's...
We're going to stop the press conference here. It's ongoing live, so we can go back and forth. I said earlier, we're going to hear a bunch of Iran BS, and we've heard some of that. But those, so far, those questions were incredible. So we're going to go back to this in a moment. Normally, these things are pretty dull. There's some real questions. She said the public is going to be shocked by the findings of election meddling, of election theft. It's China. It's through Taiwan, through Venezuela. That's what I told you the sources said. I told you this back in November that he was briefed on it all. By Tulsi Gabbard, and that the chief of staff said, let's go whole hog with this. Trump said, launch it in January. There's been some of that since then, but now we're about to see the big rollout that was going to happen in January, 6 months after that. So this is a big deal tonight. I'll be doing live coverage starting at 7:30 Central. 8 o'clock is when he does his big national address. Hasn't done many of those from the Oval Office, and then we'll have special guest analysis after he speaks. I don't know if it's going to be 30 minutes, an hour, who knows. But tonight, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern, alexjoneslive.com to find all the feeds. Right there on the front page, or alexjoneslive.com/show. Takes you right to him. Real Alex Jones on X, and rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. But also, the other big thing, and there's a bunch of others. The reporter thought that the press secretary would throw the vice president under the bus. He's like, oh, the vice president. You know, he was on Rogan, and he's saying Israel's spending all this money to keep us in the war and expand the war. And, you know, is that true? And Caroline Levitt goes, well, yeah, there's a bunch of governments do that. Israel, 18 months ago and again a month ago, spent total $1.3 billion in the Knesset. They passed it as a bill to buy off influencers and media personalities here in the United States. And you got Netanyahu saying it's the eighth front in their war. It's the new eighth front. He announced it over a year ago. And like a week later, they funded it. And that's not counting the billionaires and all the rest of it. And they're all lined up, by the way, behind Marco Rubio. That's why one of the big reasons I'm supporting Vance, already out for 2028. Letting everybody know I'm anti-establishment. That doesn't mean Vance doesn't have connections to the establishment, but you notice he's getting sniped at. He's getting attacked by the left, the right, everybody, because the Israel firsters and others, the globalists, they want Rubio, because he is basically Lindsey Graham with a Spanish surname. So that is a big deal. I want to go back to this and see more of what's happening in a moment. Very, very important, though, that we're talking about the elephant in the room. But Israel's been very transparent about all of this. Well, you don't want foreign governments buying off your media and primarying your leaders. I don't care who it is. And then vaporizing large areas of Lebanon, and now Trump wants to send al-Qaeda in to wipe them out. I mean, it's just wild. But let's go back to the press conference.
The possibility, even though there are the rules, I mean, there's no dispute and there are strict rules on this, but if there are no mechanisms in place, and then I'm not saying that there are, there should and should not be, but if there are none in place to try to track this happening inside the White House and inside the executive branch of the government, doesn't that leave open a possibility for this to keep happening or happening again, and these result of people making bets like this inside the administration?
Again, there are very strict ethical requirements required by all staffers and officials here at the White House, and if they are violated, people will pay consequences for that, as you're seeing with this case. Libby.
Caroline, welcome back.
Thank you.
I have a question about Senator McConnell, but first on Iran. President Trump has now greenlit strikes on Iran for nearly every day this week. Do you, and does the White House describe negotiations more at a standstill or essentially completely over?
Well, I've spoken with the president about this as recently as an hour ago. Iran very much continues to talk to the United States of America and express that they want to make a deal with us because they are suffering devastating blows on behalf of our United States military. The reason...
All right, we'll go back to this BS thing on Iran here in a moment and analyze it, but I also want to respond to the staffer loading the teleprompter who gets the speeches or the notes Trump's supposed to read. He normally doesn't even follow it, but he at least gets talking points from it. And to Trump's credit, by the way, he usually loads the teleprompter. I mean, they sit there and dictate the talking points he wants. So most of what you do see is actually what Trump thinks. That's something nice we can say about him. But they're acting like someone getting his speeches an hour before, 2 hours before, that's the bottom of the barrel on insider trading. Ladies and gentlemen, you have almost all the children of the Treasury secretaries. Scott Bessent doesn't have any kids. You have them literally going and getting billion-dollar deals from the U.S. government for tungsten and other rare earth minerals, and then they get put on the boards of companies. You have Trump literally going and buying stock 2 hours before he goes out and makes a statement saying, buy it, the U.S. government is about to buy into a company. Intel, a bunch of others. I mean, I'm sorry. This stuff would make Nancy Pelosi blush. And they'd have the Justice Department do special dispensations, with letters saying, we say this is legal. We say that's legal. And then you had Trump a couple months ago go, I'm going to pardon everybody from the janitor to the chef to the window washers, anybody in this administration, executive branch, I'm going to give you a blanket pardon. Well, I was against that when Biden did it for a bunch of his crooks, and I'm against it now. Now, I know Trump basically almost went bankrupt and lost most as well and didn't do any of this in his first administration. I mean, people that even hate him admit that. But this is incredible. And his argument is George Washington was the richest man in America at the time. You know, he had deals once he was president and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, tobacco and cotton and corn and stuff he was growing. But, I mean, it wasn't stuff like this. Unbelievable. So Trump's argument is presidents are allowed to do business. Yeah, but you can't have the Chinese give your family a multi-billion dollar deal and then you give them a good deal. You can't have Saudi Arabia and Qatar give your sons, you know, $2 billion into a Bitcoin company. They lose it all. They're happy. And then, of course, the sons take the money out. And look, I like Eric. I like Don Jr. But they get a letter from the Justice Department saying this is okay. The Democrats are going to hound you to hell with this. And now how do we stand up to them pulling crap like this when you guys are doing it? Now it's kind of, you can't beat them, join them. I mean, Trump is putting tens of billions into all these NGOs and political groups for himself. After he leaves, he's basically positioning political power of the future, which I can see as a survival mechanism. And it's one thing if he set up big PACs and money for politics and our views and our ideas, and the money came from donors that was legal and legitimate for political purposes to save the country. But if it's money coming in so then they get sweetheart deals, and then Trump uses that for his rearguard action, what are you going to do? So I can't sit here and say this is okay and lose my soul. And you've seen J.D. Vance come out and say, no, we don't want ground troops. We promise not to do that. It's a terrible idea. It'll be a quagmire. We shouldn't do it. Yeah, we did basically cover up Epstein. It's terrible. And he was at CIA and you know, Mossad, and that's why I got covered up. Everything I told you years ago. But good for Vance just leveling with us. But Trump's like, oh, Epstein, terrible. We're going to bring it all out. Oh, there's nothing there. I never said it was there. You're dumb. Meanwhile, Democrats are in Congress, and they don't even have any real Republicans to call other than Lex Wexner, who Trump's protecting, and he's already been in front of Congress, Ludnick. And it's all these top staffers and advisors and lawyers to Obama and Hillary, up to their eyeballs, caught at all this stuff, working with Epstein. That's what's so sick, is the Democrats get to turn around and make it about Trump when 95% of it literally is them. And I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats. Fry them all. Trump wasn't ever involved. But he is now, after the fact, an accessory after the fact. Like, you know your neighbor murdered your wife. And then you see him burying the body, and then he comes over and you have drinks and said, yeah, I didn't like her either. I'm going to keep quiet about this. You're now an accessory to murder. And that's what happened. Trump, like, yeah, release it all. They go, sir, all these people that you work with are in it. What? Really? Well, God, that'll kill the stock market. Kill that. And you can say pragmatically, well, I guess it's for the better. You know, we don't want the Democrats to get in with this. You fry them. You fry them all. You fry your buddies. And then the people love you, and it's the right thing to do. Instead, you're going to fry yourself with this, Trump, and our whole agenda with it. You made a big mistake, just like Iran. Trump, I'm hardly ever wrong. Like, you just saw what I'm talking about right there. They had a Senate report and a Pentagon report that the Senate released a month ago. A new report coming out that they dropped 3 cruise missiles, or launched, into that girls' school. And it there wasn't a military base next door to it like they claimed. Just say, targeting problem, we made a mistake, we don't target it on purpose, collateral damage happens in war, and move on. No! I can show you a compilation at least 10 times I've seen where it's like, nope, we didn't do that, we don't know who did it. The Pentagon says we did it! Stop lying! And believe me, he knows the Pentagon did it. He knows the admiral that picked the target. But he was given the information. Nobody has to, I'm against the war, and it's wrong. But when you're doing this stuff, and people are signed up with the military, and they're given intel, then you track back the mistake, and whoever did it might get demoted or something, but they didn't obviously do it on purpose, I don't believe. If we see proof of that, they need to be put in prison in Leavenworth or executed. But the point is that you don't cover this up. This idea that every bomb we drop, and I'm not defending collateral damage, I'm just saying, the cover-up is worse than the crime. Everybody knows that. That's how Nixon got in trouble. Oh, God, that has to be explained to these people. I just, what a fiasco. Let's go back to the press conference.
Understand the reason for the recent strikes over the course of the last several days is because Iran violated the Memorandum of Understanding that we struck with them. Specifically,
hit pause again. I'm not defending the mullahs, but 9 times out of 10, Israel and the U.S. violate it. And Israel bombs everybody, and then the agreement is only outlined to agree on things that they want to agree on. It's an agreement to have talks. And then Trump runs out and says, the deal's over, it's all done, they accepted everything, and then they release the agreement and say it doesn't say that. It's bull! Sorry, go back to it.
They were not to fire on commercial vessels moving through the Strait of Hormuz. And unfortunately, they have made the tragic decision for them to do that. And President Trump is not going to sit by and allow these active acts of terrorism to take place in the Strait without ensuring Iran pays consequences for that. And that's what we are witnessing right now.
Good pause again. It was the United States last week that started boarding vessels and shooting the rudders off vessels. And then the next day, Iran blasted 3 ships. I'm not defending him. It's just a freaking fact. And then the U.S. is using hellfires with precision to blow the damn rudders off these things. You want to see the videos of him blowing the rudders off the ships last week and this week? I mean, just stop lying. Stop it. We'll be right back with hour number 3. More on the press conference, special guests, and more. Stay with us. Took 2 years to do this, our great sponsor. I'm not bitching. It's amazing. They got the highest rated. We published the studies, showed it to you, the big third-party testing firms. The highest quality, gravity-fed filters, cuts out all the thousands of different forever chemicals like atrazine and glyphosate to non-detectable levels, meaning zero, basically. Can't detect it. That's the highest rating. With the most beautiful stainless steel. 3-gallon system. You can get the stand if you want to. A lot of people don't even need the stand. Looks great in your kitchen, great at your business, but the most important thing is it cuts all these toxins out. This is the number one thing you should do for your family, for people, your coworkers. This is no more bottled water, no more, you dump swamp water in this, pool water, whatever, it cuts everything out, and it funds the operation. Everybody needs one of these. This is a home run. I am so impressed because I've been bitching at Bigly. Like 2 years ago, we started, hey, we need this, here's the ratings, this is the highest thing, I want stainless steel. You can go out and find the company, the manufacturers, go to them with the highest quality, lowest price. They're selling crap. They don't even have the good filters. This isn't even stainless steel. It's plastic. For more than this, Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Commit to yourself to get the poisons out of the water. It's one of the biggest moves you can make. Take control of your life, and it funds this operation. Order it now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action. And there's a big sale that's going to end Sunday night at midnight, and that is Ultimate Life Force, the ultimate spike protein cardiovascular booster for everybody. That is 50% off. Bunch of other deals. They're going to end soon at thealexjonesstore.com. Wide selection of Patriot apparel and more. And the live feeds of the show are at thealexjonesstore.com as well.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not f***ing leaving.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This press conference has been pretty impressive, the questions and the level of BS coming out of the press secretary, who I think is a likable person, and when she's able to tell the truth, she does a great job. The first 4 months, they didn't lie about anything. It was like on another planet. It was way better than the first administration. And then she started BSing because she's loyal, and then now it's like just total truth. Yes, Israel's trying to keep us in the war, manipulating us. Yes, damning evidence of China stealing our election, coming up tonight. Well, the president's not lying when the Pentagon says we did bomb the girls' school. He just doesn't believe our military can make a mistake. I mean, it's like it's admitted they did it, and he still says they didn't, and that is beyond gaslighting. And she says, well, he just doesn't want to admit our military can ever make a mistake. Isn't that good of him? This is bending over backwards like we're in Jim Jones' cult about to drink Kool-Aid laced with cyanide. Syrian girls joining us to talk about this out-of-control escalation that just gets worse and worse. And a lot of Americans watch the Middle East like it's Mars or another planet, and it's not. It's only 8,000 miles away. And it is destroying the economy. It's destroying our name. It's killing a bunch of innocent people. But I got to tell you, the good news is everybody I talk to on the street, I mean 90%, and I'm talking about former Trump supporters, over 90% are against this war. They're still like, what do we do? The Democrats are over there, and they're bad. But these wars are so dangerous and killing the economy, it kind of outweighs. So we're damned we do, we damned we don't. It's like we got a bunch of hyenas that the Democrats want to eat us, and then you got Trump over here. It's a bunch of saltwater crocodiles that are going to eat us. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's just, I guess, just choose your poison. So that's all coming up. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the deep dive. She's a great researcher. Almost really going on with these weaponized ticks in the fourth hour, the poison shots, and more than the war room. Harrison Smith always does a great job, but man, he just gets better and better. Knocking it out of the park. Some people tune in and say, man, it's depressing, Harrison. Or my show. No, you need to know the problems, admit them, so you can fix them. It's like if you're driving down the road and your car starts overheating, and then you notice the gauge says that you don't have enough radiator fluid. You could say, oh, I'm being negative. The gauge is being negative. There's not enough radiator fluid. No, you just pull over at a Pep Boys or O'Reilly's or, maybe you got some at home. You go home and you go get the radiator fluid. Now, maybe you notice there's a leak in the radiator. Oh, gosh, that sucks. You get the car home, call a repair place, get a tow truck to come get it, or if you can drive it to the place not too far, you get it there. That's not negative. It's admitting. It's like, I've bit into a potato last year, and there was a rock in it. You can grow a rock inside a potato. A baked potato, bit into it, crunch. One of my teeth, side broke off. I'd go, ooh, negative, negative. I admitted I had a broken tooth. Got up in the morning, called the dentist, said, can you get me in? Yeah, I can get you in 4 o'clock today. Drove over and fixed the tooth. It's 30 minutes. You have to admit the problems you have to fix them. Hiding under a rock. Trump's like, don't be a panickin. Forget about Epstein. Forget about the wars. Forget it. He told Tucker Carlson the last time they talked, 3 months ago, right before the war started. He said, everything I do ends up working out. You just don't worry about this. Tucker, about a week into it, says it's going to destroy you and it's destroy us. Joe Kent quits a week later. Everything he said came true. Trump's not apologized to Joe Kent. He's not done any of that. Well, where is my apology? And look, I got thick skin. I actually think it's funny he called me low IQ and burnout and stupid. I love that. It's hilarious. And there have been times when I've been burnout. Trump, I can look at you, buddy, and say, you're burnout. You need to rest some. But I love it, you know, because people then are like, oh, Alex isn't with this war. Alex isn't with the Epstein cover-up. Alex isn't MAGA. Well, I've been saying that for about a year because I don't want to be associated with what you've become. So thank you. And then like the neocons are like, ah, ha, ha, you're not in the cool club. Yeah, I'm not at the Epstein, Howard Ludnick table. I was not at the table. And I'm very thankful that Trump says I'm not at the table. I'm trying to get him back on track as much as I can. That's my moral responsibility. But with Trump? No, I'm not with Trump. We'll be right back with Syrian Girl, the press conference, and more. Tomorrow's news today, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of the AlexShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at TheAlexShipStore.com.
Fortune tanto, fortune razzi, latibus ocellis, fortune amici, fortune razzi, tradite bellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Susli is our guest. He was just on with us last week. I've been interviewing her for, since the Syrian war started like 15, 16 years ago. Known as Syrian Girl, is a Syrian Australian political commentator and YouTube personality who's gotten billions of views, born in Damascus. She moved to Australia as a child and holds a degree in biophysics and chemistry from the University of Western Australia. She is now a doctor of chemistry, active since 2011, Arab Spring, run by Obama and the globalists. She produces videos and social media content focusing on the globalist war of world domination. Cicely has contributed to outlets, you name it. And she's on X at Partisan Girl and on Telegram at Syrian Girl Partisan. And I want to just get her boil down and breakdown of what's happening and obviously play a clip that I played at the beginning of the show that I'm going to air again. It's clip 33. This is Trump talking about the leader of Al-Qaeda. He was the leader of it, you know, the guy that they said was the leader, the most popular, who over 2 years ago, Turkey, working with NATO and Israel, installed. Israel gave them field hospitals, supported it all, air support. And back then, the media would say it wasn't true, even though over there they were openly coordinating, and it was even in the Israeli news. Now, Trump wasn't in yet when that happened, but he since met with him, endorsed him, and now says he's looking to send him in to Lebanon. And he went on to say in this interview that, oh, they're treating, you know, Israel and Lebanon are doing really great now. That, you know, Israel's really treating them wonderful. Over 50,000 private homes blown up, over 300 churches, dropping Moabs on villages that are large part Christian. And I care about everybody else getting killed there. Lebanon was literally like the French Riviera in the 60s, 50s and 60s until all this got destroyed as a proxy. And it's on record that the Shiites have not been abusing the Christians and have been protecting them, and that it is the Al-Qaeda Sunnis that have been preying on them, just like you see the leader of Al-Qaeda mass murdering Christians in their villages since he got in 2 years ago. He'll always say, stop it, but he has nothing to stop it. And so now Trump's saying, send them in to liberate the Christians. That is hilarious. Now, it's possible Trump doesn't even understand the players. He didn't know for 2 years that U.S. troops were still in Syria in his first administration. He got really pissed. And Trump admits he doesn't know much about the military. So everybody thinks he's playing 3D chess. He ain't playing checkers, folks. I'm not trying to give him a pass. That's even worse. He doesn't know. We're publicly talking about it to make sure he does. Or maybe he does. Maybe he does. But yeah, the escalation with Iran out of control. Iran holds most of the cards. The strait closed. Trump trying to deny it's closed. Then sitting in the fleet, it gets attacked. It pulls back. Now they're getting ready. Ground troops. That's confirmed. So we're going to unpack that all with Syrian girl right now. But I wanted to show her, I'm sure she's already seen it, this clip of Trump saying the leader of Al-Qaeda, that's now the dictator of Syria, they're thinking strongly about sending them in, of course, with Israeli air support, to take over Lebanon. Here it is.
Do you want to see Israeli ground forces withdraw from southern Lebanon?
Well, redeploy is another word, because, you know, we're getting along very well with Lebanon. Israel's dealing with them very nicely, first time in many, many years. Lebanon has just been beaten up so badly, and they've got Hezbollah there. Southern Syria and from parts of Lebanon, yeah, it would be good to get out, I think. And I think you might see things get a little bit calmer because we have to focus our energy on the big leagues. The big leagues are Iran.
You mentioned when we spoke on the phone during the war that Syrian President Ahmad al-Shara may be tasked with dealing with Hezbollah.
He would go in and take care of Hezbollah. And he'd do it in a different way. He wouldn't knock down buildings. I hated to see buildings knocked down.
Are you saying you believe he would be more precise than the Israelis?
I think he'd be more precise, yeah. I think, and I can tell you, I know he'd like to do it.
Does he need the green light from you?
I'm thinking about it.
All right, so I'm going to let her review this guy for you because she knows even more about him than I do. But talk about a brand change. That's all that happened. He changes his name from Abu Muhammad al-Julani when he became the new dictator to Ahmed Hussein al-Shara. And, he put away the fatigues and he then put on a fancy Brooks Brothers suit. No, overhead shots on these people, this place. And, he's constantly at the, you know, White House and these other big events. And this is really a replay of the British in 1918 funding what became Saudi Arabia to carve up the Middle East into all these blocks that were written, they admit, to cause internal division and strife. A permanent destabilization program that was then picked up by the Israelis, creating Hamas to destabilize Gaza and other areas. The Israelis admit that's why they do it. So when we hear about all these wild, crazy Muslims that want to kill us, well, that's because the British, for over 100 years, in their own great game, divide and conquer, have been financing that, overthrowing people like Mossadegh that were pro-West because he was stable, overthrowing, I mean, it just goes on and on. This is the plan, and that's why I don't support any of this regime change because they'll just put something worse in. Get rid of Assad, who's an angel compared to this guy, and then they mass murder all these Christians. So that's quite the buildup, and I know you know a lot more about this than I do. Did I get it right? And then walk through this with us and what we're about to see. But I want to make a big noise about this and say to Trump, oh, you say Israel, you can't have Lebanon as a greater Israel. I was like, oh, that's great. And he goes, because we're just going to turn it over to Al-Qaeda. And then after we've ethnically cleansed everybody, well, then, you know, Israel, I guess, could just walk in. So there you have, as you've been saying on my show for decades, 15 years, Al-Qaeda does Israel's dirty work. They never attack Israel.
You know who else said they never attack Israel? And by the way, I agree with every single thing you've said. Everything. I mean, I don't even know why I'm here because you're saying it all right. Basically, the former head of Mossad went on Al Jazeera and he said, we have nothing against Al Qaeda because they never attacked Israel. This was said to Mehdi Hassan. You guys can just look up the interview. And he asked him, well, what about the fact that they attacked your greatest ally, the United States? And, the head of Mossad didn't care. This was an interview about the fact that Israel was supplying medical aid to Al-Qaeda in Syria, as well as weapons to the rebels, including Jabhat al-Nusra, al-Qaeda. So I find it rich. I mean, I remember when I used to watch your show, in fact, just around the time of the Iraq war, and basically they were telling us that this is a war on terror, you know, and then fast forward 20 years, and now it's the war of terror, I guess. We all knew all along that there was some sort of a relationship that the U.S. had with this al-Qaeda entity that started in Afghanistan with their dealings with Osama bin Laden. And so it's just a casus belli for these wars. And now it's just completely blatant, completely in your face. They are friends, or al-Qaeda is their golem. Okay, it was in the Hillary Clinton emails. Al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria. So they kept, though, denying this and claiming that, no, in Syria we have something called the moderate rebels, the so-called, you know, not very religious. They just want to overthrow Assad. They're democratic. They're democratic. That's what we were told. And lo and behold, the leader of the so-called revolution turns out to be the head of al-Qaeda, who was sent to Syria by Baghdadi. By Baghdadi, the head of ISIS himself. So all of it was a bunch of lies, and now they've had to sort of put him in a suit because he led the entire movement, so they had to deal with him, right? They couldn't conceal it anymore. The fact that it was an al-Qaeda revolution, they just decided to put a suit on him. He had like an intermediate period where he was dressed like Zelensky in military-style fatigues that were, you know, almost like a business shirt, but in khaki colors. It was funny to compare them. But eventually he puts on a suit, he gets a $70,000 watch, and he built this power by committing suicide bombings and encouraging people. There's videos of him encouraging people to commit suicide attacks and beheadings all over Syria. And that's who they decided was the democratic president of Syria. We haven't had a single election, but we have had massacres, multiple massacres of minority groups like the Alawites, who are kind of like an offshoot of Shia Muslims, but a lot more secular. I know you've said that yourself. And we've had the first moment of a attack on a church inside Damascus. Even throughout 14 years of war, there was never a bombing of a church until this guy Jolani took over in Syria. And that's the least of it. I'm mentioning the least of it. There's also the kidnappings of young women that are going on all over the country. So to send these people into Lebanon is to invite another ethnic cleansing operation, just like we saw last year in Syria. They don't mind that because, again, Israel wouldn't be getting its hands dirty. Their soldiers will be protected, and the al-Qaeda are doing what they were always meant to do. I mean, the reason why the U.S. supported al-Qaeda, not just the U.S., Israel too, they supported al-Qaeda in Syria in the first place was, as we all said, to break up the connection between Iran, Syria, and Lebanon, and creating ethnic strife. And this was in the Oded Yunon plan. Israel think tank Oded Yunon, 1982. They talked about using Shias and Sunnis against each other to create a sectarian war, divide and conquer. And as you said, you know, you said the words completely correct. You send in al-Qaeda, and then Israel comes in afterwards to take the land. That is exactly what happened in Syria. Just as we all predicted, al-Qaeda comes in and they don't have any tanks or any air defenses. They're basically just chimpanzees, and they go in, they take over, they do their chimp out, and then the Israelis come in and they take the land. And now, like, it's not just the Golan Heights that the Israelis control in Syria. It's also now Daraa province. They're building military bases. They're entrenching. They've taken the mountains. They've taken the water. And similar thing is going to happen if they go into Lebanon. But this was all part of the plan. Like, this was the end goal of 14 years of devastating war in Syria, is to put these terrorists in power. And the irony is, here's the irony, sorry, I'm going on a diatribe, because I'm angry, but I'm about to find my landing. The irony is they're telling us that Hezbollah are the terrorists, right? They're literally openly working with Al-Qaeda after the beheadings, the suicide bombings, the ethnic cleansing after they took power of minorities. But we're supposed to accept that Hezbollah are the terrorists. Did Hezbollah ever blow up any buildings in the United States? No, right? We were told that was Al-Qaeda.
But let's be clear. Let's be clear. This isn't even debated. The Christians, you know, have been, you know, in general, you know, not trying to be turned over to Islam, but they've lived in peace next to the Shiite, who basically never done anything to them, and they see them as protectors in an alliance. So Israel's gotten mad and said a few years ago, okay, Christians, you will die. And they've been carpet bombing them, and now they're going to send in Al-Qaeda to literally kill them, all because in the past, it was the Shiites protecting them from the groups allied with Al-Qaeda. And the Christians have said, we don't want to be against Israel or anybody, but Israel's not here. We, you know, the Shiites are protecting us. And then now Israel goes, okay, well, that doesn't matter. Now we're going to carpet bomb you. So, and now Trump's going to send aid to the Christians. He's going to send Al-Qaeda to kill them. And then you have Huckabee, whenever the Israelis burn down the final churches and ancient Christian settlements in the West Bank, he says, that's fine, take it all. So Israel's making its move on the Christians right now.
Hezbollah, as you're seeing on your screen, Hezbollah was protecting churches in Lebanon and Syria. And who are they protecting them from? They're protecting them from Al-Qaeda, but they're also protecting them from Israel. Israel has bombed many churches, both in Gaza and in Lebanon. I'm sure you've seen footage of the Israelis destroying statues of Jesus in Lebanon. Listen, it doesn't take a genius to understand that they don't like Jesus. Why? Because they think he's a false messiah. And so they have some sort of animosity towards Christians too. And they share that with Al-Qaeda, the Israelis. So Hezbollah does actually likes Jesus. They actually like the Christians. And so, Alex, you will see that there's some article in the Telegraph that was deleted. And the headline said, Christians join forces with Hezbollah against the Epstein regime. And of course, hopefully your producers will be able to bring that up, that headline. And of course, it was very, very quickly deleted. There's been multiple headlines that show that the Christians of Lebanon are actually on side of Hezbollah, particularly the Orthodox Christians. And especially since they have so many churches in South Lebanon that are being bombed. So, you know, the question is, why does the U.S. State Department hate Middle Eastern Christians so much? Because the Golan Heights, which Israel has taken over, used to be 12% Christian. And when the Israelis came into the Syrian territory called the Golan Heights, they ethnically cleansed every last Christian from that land. So do the Christians not matter to the U.S.? I mean, I thought it was a majority Christian country. You have the Republicans claiming to be Christian, but I suppose they don't care about Middle Eastern Christianity because they don't see it as the same as perhaps because it's a different sect. Perhaps because they're not Protestant or Anglican, because they're, you know, Orthodox, that they don't mind seeing them get wiped off the face of the earth, even though they are the oldest Christians that ever were. So I guess I want to, like, land my plane now and just say that it is hilarious to have these very people that are willing to whitewash and work with Al-Qaeda tell us that Hezbollah are the terrorists. I don't believe them anymore.
Well, I know this. I'll give Trump the benefit of the doubt that he doesn't understand that the Al-Qaeda is going to kill the Christians. But now he's going to get the message. And if he does send them in there, this is going to be a big deal for the American people, particularly Christians, because the majority of Christians are now getting wise to this. And it's been a big deal that Israel has been blowing up, not just in the West Bank, but in the areas of Gaza, any church they can. Settlers, I mean, if I wanted to demonize Israel, folks, I could show you all day them smashing things of Jesus and Mary and blowing up churches and laughing and putting, you know, lingerie on Jesus and stuff and burning down whole villages. I mean, it's happening constantly. And we just want it to stop. But it's not even everybody in Israel, but it's large factions that are in control that do have this hard on for everybody that say it's all about greater Israel. What did you think when Trump came out 2 days ago and said, get out of Syria and get out of Lebanon, Israel? I thought, wow, he's finally putting some pressure on. J.D. Vance has come out and said Israel's out of control. Trump has said that, but that's rhetoric. But Trump has been refusing to meet with Netanyahu when he tries to come to town. What do you think's going on? Or is Trump just pissed off, realizing he got lied to when Israel told him, Netanyahu told him that Iran would fall in 4 days, and now here we are 138 days later. What do you think's really going on, and what do you think about this relationship, and what are off-ramps for Trump in all of this? And then we'll get into Iran that has absolutely come to a white-hot boiling point.
Well, you know, it reminds me of the time when Trump had a conversation with Erdogan, Turkey's Erdogan, and after the conversation, he decided to pull troops out of Syria. And he made a declaration, we're pulling troops out of Syria. Then Lindsey Graham went insane. And he said that, you know, no, we can't pull out of Syria because of ISIS. Strangely, even though there hadn't been any ISIS attacks against U.S. personnel for a very long time, strangely, within 24 hours, the wife of Kent, the man that you were talking about that resigned, was killed in Syria during a meeting with Kurdish sources. And in a meeting that was a clandestine meeting, like nobody was supposed to know about it. And ISIS was blamed. Lindsey Graham came on TV and he said it was ISIS. And Joe Kent's wife, I don't want to say anything that will offend Joe, because anyway, this is just my noticing the timeline of things. There hadn't been any attacks against U.S. personnel by ISIS in that area of Manbij for years. And that's why Trump was like, all right, just pull out the troops. Turkey will take it from here. And lo and behold, just as Lindsey Graham made the announcement that there was ISIS in there and we can't leave, within that 24 hours, a secret meeting between Joe Kent's wife and some Kurdish sources blew up in a cafe in a very safe, protected area of Manbij. And nothing like that has happened since. Now,
I remember when it happened. Trump ordered it. And within hours, U.S. troops and operatives, CIA, blown up. Then they said it was ISIS, but it turned out later it was somebody else. Obviously, exactly clear, a false flag.
And they still say it was ISIS. They still claim it was ISIS.
No, but I would imagine Joe Kent understands that.
Well, I don't know the reason behind his resignation, but I suspect he must know something is afoot about this whole administration and like Lindsey Graham's involvement as well. So I think, look, I think that Trump, unfortunately, is easily swayed. He will change his tune. He wants to pull out of Syria the next day. He can't. I don't think he has as much sway with the Israelis. Unfortunately, I think, you know, there's all these communists that want you to convince you that it is the U.S. that control Israel. That Israel is a part of the U.S. empire and all of this stuff that doesn't really match reality. Because I don't think the U.S. needs Israel. I don't think they get out of Israel. All they get out of Israel is a bunch of enemies. The truth is that Israel is a rogue state. They do what they want. They don't listen to the Americans. And at the end of the day, they understand, and Netanyahu has said this himself, and Ehud Barak, that they control U.S. Congress, and they control the U.S., and they do so by flooding in billions of dollars and through blackmail. Monica Lewinsky, she was a Mossad agent. The reason why they set up Bill Clinton is because he was going to put this Polak guy, the Israeli spy that was an American citizen.
Pollard,
that's the one, sorry. Yes.
No, it's okay. Stay there. Let's come back. I mean, there's no doubt. And now Israel is bragging that they run Congress, but not enough to get the NDAA passed, not enough to really take control. It's one thing to get what they want and give us money and feed us a bone. Now they want to run the whole show. We'll look at Iran as well when we come back with Syrian Girl. I'm Alex Jones. Be sure to share the live feed now.
Fight for our sovereignty, or to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. He's like, Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, with, yeah, but you know, didn't wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, you know, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that, mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key C minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
that. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah, yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
My fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This broadcast is financed and funded by you, the viewers and listeners. When you expose corruption by the big corporations, by BlackRock, by the left, the right, everybody, the communist Chinese, the expansionist Zionists, expansionist Islam, I just expose it all. Christian Zionist, I expose it all. You can only be backed by direct sales. Because any sponsors we get, and we got a few that are really hardcore and great and don't care about being harassed. But in general, we'd have CNN attack, the Wall Street Journal attack our sponsors, run them off. That's why we sell directly to you high-quality products. And they try to debank us, you know, all that. We've been through hell, but that's okay. To be able to tell the truth, you've got to be ready and, you know, to put up with the major attacks. And we sell you really great products so that those of you that do decide to go get them will go, wow, these are really great. Because we want to sell them to you over and over again to have a symbiotic relationship, to get great products that make you healthier, wealthier, and wiser, and have a lot of fun wearing the T-shirts, meet a lot of people out in public. It's all an adventure at thealexjonesstore.com. And I should have announced this. We're like 2 hours in the show, 2.5 hours in. I haven't plugged this today. We have a new buy one, get one free. We've been doing this throughout the start of the summer. Now we're a month into the summer. And every 3 days, we have another best-selling item that is buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultimate CMOS Capsules. And this is super concentrated Irish sea moss. It has 93 trace vitamins and minerals and a lot of things they say aren't essential but really are, or that supercharge the regular vitamins and minerals. It's got a lot of those as well. It's got very strong organically based delivered sea iodine that's totally clean. It's amazing. Focus, clarity, energy, overall health. We have the strongest sea moss out there, and it's buy one, get one free. Also, we have the NAD. People that don't know what NAD is, look it up. We've got the best organic, strongest type. It does incredible things in your body and your cells. It's youthful. It energizes you. It's closer to the fountain of youth. 50% off on our ultimate NAD formula. It's not just NAD. It's got a bunch of other great stuff in it as well. We have the new summer apparel that's just launched. A lot of fantastic things. And also some new boxing-style shorts, 1776 heavyweight shorts. With a design I came up with like 20 years ago that everybody else copies now, which I think is cool. It's fine. You see this everywhere. It's just a circle of stars with 1776 in the middle of it. That true classic we brought back. And there's so many other great ones like Make Orwell Fiction Again. Everybody wanted some muscle shirts or tank tops. We call them wife beaters. We got a bunch of shirts like that now. Rebel Scum, I designed that with the Betsy Ross flag since 1776. A lot of really cool stuff at the Alex Jones store.com, but the shower filters are the highest quality ratings, removes the most garbage. Those are there right now. So important not to breathe that stuff, have it go through your skin. We have the collectible 250th anniversary Jerusalem cross coins. Those are selling fast. All of that is vital to not just survive, but get enough funds in to expand, finish the new studio, hire more hosts, more crew. I want to be bigger than we ever were at InfoWars before. I don't want to just survive enemy attacks. I want to come back stronger. That is the vision, and I hope you join me in that vision together so that we can build a better world together, but it takes money to do it, so take action now, and I salute those that have supported us and ask them to continue to support and encourage those that have been on the fence. What are you doing? You couldn't be more at the tip of the spear when you share the articles and videos, when you pray for the broadcast, and when you buy the products. So I want to thank all those that are in the arena and salute them and encourage those that aren't. What are you thinking? What are you doing? I need your help. This is important. I'm asking you respectfully to do it, to make the decision to step in the arena. Now at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, back to Syrian Girl. People can follow her on X at Partisan Girl and on Telegram, Syrian Girl Partisan. You also find her other places. I almost feel like hand-wringing here, but I'm not. It's important to stay focused on this. It's important to track that we were right, and we're going to be right about what's about to happen next, 138 days into this. Your breakdown on Iran and this out-of-control black hole that it's become. And you were recently in Iran, showed that most of the women aren't even wearing burqas, beautiful women, having a great time at the malls and the streets. So much of what we've been told is actually not true. And what the resolve of the Iranians is, and they've closed the strait, and Trump says he's closed it. He says he can open it, but even the Pentagon admits he can't. Israel is calling for a ground invasion now. Wall Street Journal is reporting that Trump is eyeing a ground invasion. The head of the army basically threatened to resign if Trump did this, and Trump said, you don't have to, you're fired. That was months ago. So this is a serious, serious situation, and I wanted to get your view and also people you're talking to, I know you talked to in the Middle East and Iran, their view on that Syrian girl.
Well, I think, you know, the idea that the Iranian people are going to revolt and overthrow their government is clearly not true. We saw millions of people out for the funeral of their religious leader, Khamenei. And there was several journalists now on the ground right now. There was Sarah from DDG Geopolitics, and Patrick Henningsen, Jackson Hinkle, etc. They're also producing videos, and they're also showing that women, as I did, are not showing their hair. They also, as I did, visited a synagogue. Now, the synagogue that I visited was not bombed, but the synagogues that they are visiting was the one that was bombed by the U.S. And this just goes to show you that a lot of what people are saying about Iran is simply not the truth. They do have a Jewish population there. They're not being harassed. And the people are generally happy. I'm going to release soon, which is some footage that I took in Iran that I have not released yet, showing the Iranian metro system. It's pretty modern and very nice. They recently opened a Mother Mary, Mother of Jesus metro station as well. I think some of the people who are there have filmed it. The point is that Iran is a regular country. It's not the axis of evil. It's not this pariah that they're trying to make it look like. And the people there are very intelligent. Iran wins the IQ tests like top five every single year worldwide. And I see the technology that they are capable of, is including the military technology. They've just decided that they have a moral imperative to try to stop the genocide in Gaza and Lebanon. And so they've launched this war after they themselves were attacked and their leader was killed. So they've closed the Hormuz. There's no way you can open the Hormuz by military force, because putting more guns and more bombs into the Hormuz is not going to make it safe, and it's not going to make those boats insurable. I remember when the Yemenis closed Bab al-Mandeb, and one guy, this guy that appears as a colonel or something, says, "Oh, so what if they attack one or two vessels?" Well, I said that no, if you attack just a single vessel, nobody's going to want to insure any of those vessels. So that's essentially what's happening. And going to war and sending more bombs into it isn't going to make it safer. The notion of an invasion would be if you want to destroy the United States, that would be what you would do, invade Iran by ground forces. We know the strain that the Iraq war had on the U.S. We know the strain that Afghanistan had on the U.S. Now imagine that scenario, but with drone warfare. You'd have something similar to what the Russians and the Ukrainians are facing right now. Only it's with U.S. troops. And, the Israelis in South Lebanon are also facing these drones. And I think, the leader of the Israel to the United Nations complained about the fact that the people of Lebanon were resisting Israeli invasion with drones. Now, you can imagine why the U.S. would not want to be in this situation. So if they can't do that, what can they do? What they're trying to do is they're trying to bomb Iran's heartland into submission. They're trying to bomb their infrastructure. I think they bombed an oil refinery, water treatment plants, and in the hopes that by doing these bombings, that Iran will relent. I don't think that it's clear that they haven't. I thought it was a huge step that they did these negotiations and they signed this MOU. I was surprised that they did that. So, I could be wrong, but I would be surprised if they came back to the negotiating table again after what happened.
The Iranians are saying they're not coming back, and then Trump spins it and says, "Well, I'm not coming back," and increases bombings. But let's be clear. When you target bridges, civilian bridges, when you target water treatment plants, when you target power plants, when you target universities, that's terrorism. That's to terrorize the public. And Trump has said, "I'm going to terrorize you." And it's such a shame because he didn't do this stuff his first administration. But now he's doing it. And I don't think I know that a lot of it has to do with Epstein information. What do you think?
He also bombed the train, train tracks. So the train infrastructure. I think it has to do with Epstein. I think it has also to do with his familial ties. I keep going back to his relationship with Jared Kushner, who is his favorite daughter's husband. And his relationship, Jared Kushner's very close relationship with Netanyahu. Netanyahu, whenever he would come to the United States, would stay at Jared Kushner's house and sleep in his bed. That's how close they are in their relationship. So I think that Trump has these two things. He has the Epstein files that are hanging over his head. You know, we see the Epstein files, we saw the Epstein emails, but we don't really know what Israel has, because Epstein wouldn't have emailed it to his friends. You know, if he had stored something and sent it to Israel, he wouldn't have done it through email.
And we know the FBI took photos of lockers of hundreds and hundreds of hard drives, hundreds of boxes of DVDs, recordings, VHS tapes going back decades. They said it was houses full of it. So, yeah, where's all that?
Yes, I read in the mainstream media reported this. They said that the FBI have a CD, Young X with X, and that they believe he was running a blackmail operation. So where are those videos? Are they hanging over his head? I mean, if they were released, there would be no blackmail, right? So they have to be hanging over his head in order for the blackmail to succeed. Look, I think one of the things I read in the Epstein emails was that one of the women said she doesn't want to go to Epstein's house because Trump was there. Another thing was Epstein said that Trump was the worst psychopath he's ever met. Coming from Epstein, that's just crazy. But you know, Ghislaine Maxwell was using Trump's Mar-a-Lago to recruit young girls. And she actually recruited Gofer, I think her name was. She has recently killed herself in
Virginia
Australia,
Dufresne.
Where I live.
Virginia Dufresne. Virginia well, Dufresne. What do you make of J.D. Vance yesterday? I played it yesterday. We might play it again. Of J.D. Vance saying, oh, no, there basically is a cover-up. And, yeah, Epstein was U.S. intelligence and Mossad. I mean, we all know that, but Vance is clearly separating himself from Trump. He also said that the ground troops is a horrible idea. I think that's very healthy and very good. He's the only prominent person now in the administration acting like he's not insane.
It's interesting that he like laid the blame on U.S. intelligence as well. That would probably be the connection between him and I think his name was Barr, Bill Barr.
Yes, his father, who was also CIA and OSS hired him. Well, I mean, listen, I've always said that.
Yes.
Epstein was above CIA, Mossad, MI6. He was, it turns out he was on the Trilateral Commission. I knew he was on a subcommittee. No, he was the stand-in for David Rockefeller, the founder of it. He was the head Rothschild representative. So he was more powerful than I thought in those 3 million emails, and it was later confirmed.
Yeah.
I don't think he's shifting blame from Israel. It's like the USS Liberty. I interviewed the admirals, the witnesses, all of them, and the crew. He sent the ship there to be sunk, wouldn't give him help, with Israel to blame Egypt and go to war with Egypt and Russia. So it doesn't take away
Bill
from
Barr
Israel.
Bill Barr was Jewish. He was entitled to Israeli citizenship. So, you know, I'm pretty sure Bill Barr was Mossad as well.
Oh yeah, but what I'm saying is I think the point you're making is I wonder why he said U.S. intelligence too. Well, he should have said MI6, and of course then you have Maxwell, who was also Mossad. So you can always say that's the thing that ties it together. Sure, I think more Mossad Israeli than anything, but I think it's an accurate statement to say he was running airlines out of Ohio set up by Herbert Walker Bush for guns and human trafficking that brought in the first Somalis to the U.S. And he was running CIA operations. So, I mean, Epstein was at the top. I knew he was high level. I know he was at the top with Lex Wexner.
I have no doubt. But if it is true that he was U.S. intelligence, then, and if it's J.D. Vance saying this, then who's responsible? I mean, shouldn't there be some jail time? Because it wasn't like he was raping the children of another country. Like, he was raping the children of America. So why then is there no consequence if he really truly was U.S. intelligence and worked for the CIA?
Well, I mean, let's be clear. Ian Fleming was high-level MI6 and OSS. He wrote the James Bond novels. In that, you'll have Russians, you'll have Americans and British who are all really inspector when they meet. So when you look at the top of the CIA, Mossad, MI6, at the top, they're not even, that's just a thing they use. At the top, they're part of the Globalist International. So Spectre in the Ian Fleming novels is how it actually, Spectre's real. Like, I mean, even in G.I. Joe, they tell you, it's like Cobra Commander wears a mask. But why does he wear a mask? Why do his guys wear masks? Because they're in all the other governments. So the Spectre Cobra model is actually based on how this works.
You know, I've heard that as well, to say that, oh, well, Epstein was a spy for everyone. Yeah, that may be the case, but where did the money come from for Epstein? It all came from the mega group, a group of Jewish
Lex Wexner. No, this is not apologetics for Israel. Exactly. Israel is at the center of it. But you just went on the Vance thing, and I'm just, he would be lacking if he didn't say U.S. intelligence. In fact, he was lacking not saying MI6.
You're absolutely correct. All of these agencies are implicated. Even the KGB was dealing with Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell's father. That's not even his real name. So, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, in fact, that's how he got into British intelligence, was in Eastern Europe in World War II through the Russians. Yeah, it's all very incestuous, at the top. Do you think Trump has any off-ramps to this? What's your prediction? Mine's been, this is going to go on for years probably and continue to devastate the economy and may bleed into a larger war. I'm worried about Israel staging a false flag. A lot of their leaders have said that they sure want to see a new 9/11. What other points would you like to make, Syrian girl?
There's a politician here in Australia that referred to Iran's closure of the Hormuz as an economic nuclear bomb. Now, I do believe that the economic ramifications are going to be worse than COVID, and people are already like homeless, starving, basically their savings have been destroyed due to inflation. That's going to get worse. And the question that Americans have to ask themselves is it worth it? I mean, is it worth it because there's a group in Israel that are hell-bent on the apocalypse, and they're bringing in and forcing the U.S. to do their bidding, and now they're trying to merge the Israeli and the U.S. military. Is it worth your children's future, your economic prosperity, your prestige worldwide? And I think most people will find that the answer is no. I don't know if there is an off-ramp. I agree with you. I think that this is going to be decades of war, because they did bank on it being 6 weeks. I mean, Trump had a deadline for himself that it was going to be 6 weeks. And that's why he called a timeout and went to the ceasefire. So I do think that this is going to, like, I remember I watched one of our interviews together from, you know, a few months back, where there was an article that said Trump has been told there would be off-ramps along the way. Okay, what are those off-ramps? Like, none of us have been told. I don't really see them. I think that they were hoping maybe the Iranians would just be like, okay, come take our ballistic missiles. Oh, you killed the leader. Okay, come take our ballistic missiles and all of the nuclear bombs. No, that's not how it works. They misjudged the situation, and now the Hormuz is closed. And it's not going to be opened until Israel stops bombing Lebanon, and Israel is not going to stop bombing Lebanon. So what's the off-ramp? The U.S. bases in Jordan are being bombed, in Kuwait, in Bahrain. Trump, did you see recently claimed that he used a nuclear bomb on Iran?
Repeatedly he said that.
Yeah, he repeatedly said it.
I had to use the nukes.
Indeed. Now, like, he says things, but if the president of the United States repeatedly says that he had to use nukes on Iran, I'm going to take that a little bit seriously and question what happened, because I think that the only way they can get into the mountains where these weapons are stored, where the enriched uranium is stored, is through like a nuclear bunker buster.
Sure, but here's the issue. The Iranians could instantly put a device and tell you even what isotope it was, and they would get in the air. And within days, other governments would know above ground testing and what it'd be equivalent of had been done. Remember, Trump also said that the U.S. didn't hit the girls' school, even when the Pentagon report says it did over a month ago. So I hear you, and they are trying to push using nukes. They've been trying to legitimize using nukes. So who knows? I don't know why Iran wouldn't report it if a nuke was used, but we'll see. Syrian girl, excellent points. Thanks for staying up late in Australia to join us. Dr. Syrian girl, we should add. She's a chemist. So at Partisan Girl on X, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. We got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the ticks, the weaponized ticks, and big developments there, and more coming up next hour. But just in this little end of this segment, in the first little segment, I want to hit this. You know, we showed the International Olympic Committee and the EU Sports Committee saying don't show girls below the waist. Sounds like some kind of Sharia law or something, and that it's raping the women. Okay. And it's all just about destroying normal sexual roles, and anything between men and women is bad, but pedophilia is good. We know that. But also, we knew this decades ago, but it came out that the ESG scores through the corporations, through BlackRock, Hollywood, has to show women as the boss, has to show women in male roles, has to show men as stupid. And the new Odyssey film is a complete joke. The woman that thinks she's a man that plays Ulysses in this literally looks like a six-year-old wearing, you know, his dad's military uniform or something. It just absolutely. So I wasn't going to watch it because I know it was politically correct, but I'm going to watch it now because it looks like hilarious comedy. I mean, it's so ridiculous. But that dovetails with all these Supreme Court nominees and other judge nominees and other people that get before Congress won't say what a man or woman is, won't say what X and Y chromosomes are. But now we have the medical school dean saying X and Y chromosomes don't exist. Struggles during congressional hearing when asked who can have babies. Well, a female Homo sapien mammal who is of reproductive years can have babies. That's who gestates in utero a human fetus, a human that comes together with a sperm and an egg. That's like saying, you know, is the sun yellow? Well, I can't say that. Or is the sky blue? No, I can't say that. And so both men struggle. Dr. Hawgood and another one of these idiots. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Listen to this.
Of course, the vast majority of pregnancies are in women, and I have absolutely no problem with using the word pregnant women. I use it myself.
Has a non-biological woman ever had a baby?
A transgender person?
That's not a biological woman. Has a non-biological woman ever had a baby?
I would reiterate,
it's ridiculous.
There's a lot more of this, but let's go to a short clip from the Odyssey that's out with Elliot Page, who's like a 5 foot tall woman, a petite woman, who's the most ultimate warrior on earth and is wearing this suit of armor. And I mean, it looks like Marvin the Martian or something. This is like hilarious. Watch this clip. This is hilarious, man. And again, they could have cast like a big woman to play a man. But no, you've got to make it all be a joke. Look at this. Look at this outfit. It's like it's 8 times too big. And here are all these men pulling up. They should have had this girl be the star of 300. Remember that? I mean, look, it looks like an 8-year-old boy. And then the sexy queen is a black lady, which is, isn't even a good looking black woman. Plus, the woman wasn't, Helena of Troy wasn't black. And they pick a woman who looks like a man to play her.
Gift.
I mean, look how pathetic this is.
For Athena.
Imagine watching 2 hours of this crap.
Oh my God.
I mean, just absolute dribble to fry your brain. We'll be right back with hour number 4. They called me crazy. They called me paranoid. But now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of I Told You So.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Fighting for the species as our forebears did. Building. Competing. Striving. Trailblazing. The maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible, game-changing, over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live, and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
I want to bring down the new world order!
I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
AlexJonesLive.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist.
Now it's 32.
I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Welcome back to Jeopardy X with Don, Alex, and our newest contestant, Gavin, who gives me the creeps. Anywho, here are the categories. Leading off, we've got women in politics. What a mess, right? Followed by January 6th. Then we've got industry standard NPC catchphrases, followed by Creed lyrics, great band, one of my favorites. Then it's fake conservatives. We all know the type. And last, it's the N-word. A lot of words that start with the letter N, so keep that in mind. Gavin, you're up against some fierce competitors, but you select first. Go ahead.
Let's do NPC catchphrases for $400.
A favorite saying of NPCs in recent history: we're all in this together. Let's flatten this. Yes, Gavin?
What is the Pacific Palisades?
What an odd thing to say. Good Lord. Yes, Alex?
What is the curve?
That's the one. 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Boy, was that a lie. What's our next category, though?
Let's do Creed lyrics for $600, Alex.
Hello, my friend. We meet again. It's been a while. Where should we this? Gavin?
What is f*** over the taxpayer?
What an airball. Yes. Don?
What is begin?
That's right. Don, you've got the board.
Women in politics for $800, Alex.
Now that's a body count. This lady politician was supposed to win the 2016 presidential election, and in the late 90s, her husband got fellatio in the Oval Office.
That'd be Killary, a.k.a. Hill Dog. I mean, who is Killary?
The judges are giving me a thumbs up. Also, I'm not sure if you've heard, but I think Hillary's had a lot of people murdered.
I'm well aware. Infowars.com, but let's go with January 6th for $1,000.
They called it an insurrection. They called it a threat to our democracy. They called it the worst thing that's happened to our country since 9/11. However, January 6th was this. Yes, Gavin?
What is an assault on trans kids?
Embarrassingly wrong. And I suspect that you're a pervert. Yes, Don?
What is an unguided walking tour for unarmed senior citizens?
Perfect response. Don, go ahead.
Let's try fake conservatives for $800, Alex.
This South Carolina congressman has never heard of a war in the Middle East. He didn't want to fund. Also, he's a bit of a poll smoker and has a woman's name.
Easy money, Alex. Who is Lindsey Graham?
Bingo. Lindsey loves raw tube steaks and subverting the Constitution. Don, what's our next category?
Let's go with the N-word for $600.
Answer, Daily Double. Don, what'll your wager be?
I'm all in, Alex.
This N-word used to be out of fashion, but it's making a comeback, and it's all the rage in some circles of political extremists.
Those are some nasty, nasty people who use that N-word. Very disgusting individuals. That N-word, however, is Nazi. Sorry, what is Nazi?
Nazis don't exist, but they call people the name to justify harming them. It's as clear as day to see the dynamic at play, unless you're retarded.
Producing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of GallagherShow.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at GallagherShow.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Trump is scheduled at 8 p.m. Central tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, to address the nation with proof. Communist China through Venezuela stealing our elections and more. I talked to folks who were in a cabinet meeting last November. He planned to bring this out in January, but didn't. I can tell you that is what's coming out tonight. I'll be here at 7:30 Central, 30 minutes before kicking off. We'll cover it live to carry the statements and then have analysis after. And that will be at Real Alex Jones on X and on rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. And of course at alexjoneslive.com/show, or the feeds are right there on the main page. Be sure and share that and join us coming up this evening. I want to get Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's been exposing the poison shots and medical tyranny for decades. And she is also author and filmmaker and does all sorts of public and private symposiums educating doctors and the public. DrTenpenny.com and at BusyDRT, TickBites.DrTenpenny.com. To find out more about that, the July 18th seminar that is coming up just in 2 days. She's an osteopathic medical doctor, board certified, 3 specialties. She's the founder of Tenpenny Investigative Medical Research and an integrative medical clinic located near Cleveland, Ohio, opened in 96. Her company provides a natural, holistic approach to getting well, not prescription medications, and it just goes on from there. And she's invested decades in fighting this tyranny. She's a best-selling author, as I mentioned earlier. But I wanted to get her on about the ticks, because you've got Plum Island where they develop weaponized spirochetes, and then you've got it showing up in New York and Connecticut a few years later. And then now you have all these other forms of spirochetes that people believe have been engineered. You have Bill Gates doing projects that release ticks that they say do something else to cows. You have the World Economic Forum 10 years ago and 6 years ago saying, we want to have Lone Star ticks that, you know, bite you and you get alpha gals, so you can't eat red meat. Now that's exploded exponentially. You've got ticks showing up thousands of miles out of their ranges, videos of boxes falling full of baby ticks. You've got Google and Gates releasing tens of millions of mosquitoes, and then all sorts of problems coming out of that. The mosquitoes supposedly are sterile. because they have this bacteria in it. Well, does that get into other life forms? We'll get into the unseen epidemic, the modern explosion of chronic fatigue, neurological decline, treatment-resistant mystery illnesses. And we're going to talk about all this with a leading researcher and medical doctor, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. So let's plunge into this right now. And then towards the end of the interview, I'm going to air a special report on bombs in the World Trade Centers, because Piers Morgan and others have been trying to rewrite history about that. And then the War Room is coming up in 51 minutes with Harrison Smith, War Room Live. Be sure to join him for that. Dr. Tenpenny, people want to know about this. Thanks for coming on to discuss it. My dad was on a rock climbing thing like 20 years ago in Oklahoma, got bit, didn't know he had Lyme disease, went to the doctor, they didn't diagnose it right, ate a bunch of his joints, really messed up his health ever since then. He went from, you know, being able to do 20 pull-ups to not being able to do one. I had another good friend, had it, they didn't diagnose it for a year, ate his joints. I mean, this has been a problem, and it's going exponential. Then we have Bill Gates hovering around it. An intelligence agency is not a good sign. So to give us the real intel, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thanks for being here, Doc.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. It's good to be back. Haven't seen you in a while, so thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. So I know you're the expert of experts on so much. What's really going on?
Well, ticks are a real problem, and Lyme disease is a real problem, as you know, as you just said. And most people are underdiagnosed, and that's by definition, and that's by design. I mean, when they first discovered, you know, in 1952, when the researchers identified the bacteria that causes Lyme, and then it was released accidentally or intentionally, sort of like in Wuhan, you know, with the ticks on Plum Island, and ended up to be discovered in Lyme, Connecticut. The diagnosis was really an ELISA test, which was not very accurate because you can use ELISA testing in the lab for a lot of different conditions. So then they developed something called a Western blot, and they intentionally left off. And well, let me back up a step. The Western blot test looks for different antigens on the surface of a tick, and they intentionally left off the two antigens that are most defining for Lyme disease. And that was created by a panel that happened up in Detroit, Michigan, that they intentionally, by design, left out the two antigens off of the test that was most likely going to diagnose you with Lyme disease. And so there's a lot of underdiagnosis. And so people run around for years with headaches and back pain and memory loss and inability to speak and lightning strike feeling pain down their arms and legs, going from doctor to doctor to doctor, and they can't get a diagnosis. The diagnosis has been hidden until really recently, that you couldn't even really diagnose people with Lyme disease. And in some parts of the country, if people were diagnosing and actually treating Lyme with IV antibiotics or even oral antibiotics, their medical license were sanctioned, and some people lost their medical license. So they, by definition, made it difficult to diagnose. It was just normal aches and pains. And anything, and if you did a short course of doxycycline and antibiotics, and you didn't get better by that, then it was diagnosed. Then you were told to see a psychiatrist because all of your residual symptoms were psychiatric and by design. And so it's been a very difficult road for many people. In fact, you know, we're doing a webinar on Saturday about this with a Dr. Carrie Simpson, who's been treating Lyme disease for many, many years. She's actually helped cured, eliminated Lyme from her own body and hundreds of people more. And she, when I first started speaking with her, what got my attention and why I wanted to have this webinar and to help give people hope and tell them there's ways that they can get better, ways that they can improve, is because she told me that the number one cause of death from Lyme disease was suicide across the board, because the symptoms were so bad. And people were so frustrated by the doctors not believing them and by doctors, you know, going from doctor to doctor, never getting a diagnosis, never getting a solution, being put on too short of a course of antibiotics for too short a period of time, which, you know, sounds an awful lot like when people had COVID, right? Were given the wrong dose at the wrong time, the wrong dose of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine at the wrong time.
Whether you're in Australia or the U.S., as you know, the standard global thing was when somebody comes in sick suddenly, don't treat them, send them back till they can't breathe, then get $53,000 when you put them on a ventilator. And again, this happened to my dad decades ago before we even knew about this cover-up. Had one of my friends about 15 years ago, and he took him years, the friend, to finally get a doctor and said, no, this is what you have. And he got on that. It stopped, but the damage to his body had already been done. Same thing with my dad. But it sounds like the good news now is when I read the news, they're not really denying it now that Lyme's is exploding and, quote, getting worse and more variants of the spirochete. And then also that alpha-gal is actually killing people now in record-level allergies now that this tick is magically carrying, that the WF said would soon be doing this a decade ago. I mean, am I right to say that finally this is being recognized?
Yes, from two perspectives. One is that more and more people are more and more doctors are doing more right things to treat it and diagnose it. And when Secretary Kennedy came out and said that he really believed that Lyme was an epidemic and that we needed to do something about it. I mean, he's from New England and has seen it for many, many years. You know, interesting about the Lone Star tick, you know, the people that come to our webinar on Saturday will have an opportunity to join a second webinar that is about the truth about alpha-gal syndrome, because what we've been told is not accurate. And I've dug through the historical documentation. I've gone through all sorts of articles on PubMed, and I put together what is really the truth about alpha-gal, that, you know, this doesn't start with a tick bite. It starts much more nefariously by proteins being injected in our body through vaccines, and the tick bite comes along and just explodes it and makes it come alive.
Wow, slow down. Talk about that. So you're saying it's a binary system?
Yes.
Explain that.
That, you know, there was research that was done in 1902 that demonstrated the fact that if you ate a protein, your digestive enzymes would take care of that protein. And that, but if you injected a foreign protein, a little tiny protein, the researcher who was doing it was looking for a way to cure the venom of sea anemones from being so poisonous. So he injected a teeny tiny little dot of the sea anemone toxin into a dog. And then several weeks later thought, well, now the dog's going to be immune and we're not going to have a problem. So when he re-injected that same protein into the dogs went into severe anaphylaxis and died. And he was the first person who defined the definition of the word anaphylaxis, which means against protection. And so it got the Nobel Prize for showing that when you inject foreign proteins into the body, it can cause all sorts of sensitization problems. So I've dug through a lot of the material, Alex, and I found that the sensitization, it's clear that, you know, two of the vaccines in particular, MMR and chickenpox, have the highest amounts of gelatin, and gelatin has alpha-gal in it. So the body has already been sensitized by the alpha-gal in the gelatin of MMR and chickenpox.
For folks that don't know, gelatin comes from animals' hooves.
Cow's hoof.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and so then when you get the tick bite and the tick injects the galactose sugar in your body, you've already got antibodies against it. So the tick bite is just, you know, you're sensitized, and then the tick bite lights the fire.
Isn't that similar to, like, I got stung by bees a lot growing up.
100%.
But then finally one time, my dad, when I was like a senior in high school, they moved into a new house, and he had like this bush hog, you know, larger lawnmower thing, and he said, he lives on 4 acres, still lives there today. He goes, cut down that brush. Well, I'm in there cutting the brush and I get stung by like 30 bees, like a movie. You know, they're swarming me. I run, and then I swole up, you know, almost had to go to the hospital. But ever since then, if I sit out on a chair, you know, at the park, I've been stung a few times. I go back into it. Never had it before, but once I had it, I have it. And then wouldn't that be similar, to, if they grew vaccines for decades on peanut protein, and then now you've had that vaccine, now you eat a peanut, it can kill you. Is that the same thing?
The bee sting analogy is very accurate, because most people, even if they've gotten stung by one bee, just it doesn't have to be a swarm like your experience, but just by one or two bees, it can, and some people it sensitizes them so that when they get stung by a bee the second time, they go into anaphylactic shock. And then they have to do the Benadryl and the epinephrine and go to the ER and all those different things. So this is the same thing. People have already been pre-sensitized. And even though they, and people, there's studies that are out there, I've read them, and they're part of the webinar that we're going to be doing, or that the secondary webinar that from people that come to the first one will have an access to the second one, will show them that because you may have an alpha gal antibody, people that were given a drug that they'd never ever taken before, ever. This happened in 2008. They were given this drug as a chemotherapeutic agent, and they went into anaphylactic shock. And it was because their body had already been sensitized to the equivalent of the galactose sugar. And so there's plenty of information out there to show. And the tick bite, the blaming it all on this Lone Star tick is an absolute cover for the mess that they've made with all these vaccines.
Well, I follow your work, and I didn't know this. I knew that suddenly it's exploding. They say exponential, but of course we just started getting the COVID shots. And if you look, since those rolled out 5 years ago, I've got the articles and the maps here. It starts exponentially going up. That makes perfect sense that if they're injecting all of this foreign protein we know is in the shots and other shots, then that's going to then prime us when the tick actually bites us. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, once you start looking, it's like a lot of things in the vaccine world, Alex. You know, you and I have been talking about this together for decades. And it's once you start seeing, you see it everywhere. And once you know what you can't unknow it. And so this is once I started investigating this and looking back at the historical data that goes back literally to 1902, 1903, and then following the rabbit trail forward, you can see it clearly to where, oh, now they're going to blame it on, you know, dropping these tick boxes everywhere and getting people these tick bites. And they're developing this alpha-gal syndrome. It's caused by the tick. No, it's exacerbated by the tick. It's like you've already got the paper in your body and the tick comes along and lights the match. And so
So taking the shots loads the gun, the tick pulls the trigger. So looking at this, do we know of any, I mean, I know there's antibodies in general for people that have chronic Lyme disease. Do we know effective treatments? And then also for alpha gal, because I hear some people get it and it goes away. Other people, it goes away a little bit, but tends to come back. Are there ways to mitigate alpha gal?
Yes, there are. There's actually a published study that was showing that acupuncture can actually do that. There's a technique that we use in our office, and it's available nationwide. It's an allergy elimination technique that uses muscle testing and acupuncture and homeopathy that eliminates all sorts of things, like things like allergies to meat, allergies to bees. We've treated people with allergies to peanuts and fish and all these different things. So yes, there's a lot.
So many people, even medical doctors, that say acupuncture, if you go to the right Chinese medicine that actually does the right, actually works. What is the mechanism? How do they figure this out? Is it like you hit certain nerve areas and it causes, what's it doing?
Well, acupuncture, as you know, goes back 4,000 years. The bigger question is, how did they track this out 4,000 years ago? But really what they, you know, and I took the UCLA medical acupuncture course back years ago. And the working theory is that there are energy frequencies, little charges that run through your body, and they actually track along your lymphatic system. And so knowing where those key, like booster stations would be from your electricity outside, those little power stations, when you know where the acupuncture points are and you put a needle there or use acupressure there, you can sometimes even use just, you know, a stimulation by rubbing on it. Most effectively is inserting the needle in there. What it does is it changes the direction of the charges, change the directions of the flows. And there's ways that you can do
so
that.
So it's just like everybody knows when a computer isn't working, the best thing is turn it on and off. It's like a reset.
It functions like a reset. And that's what we're going to be talking about mostly on this webinar Saturday, Alex, is we're going to give people hope. We're going to give them a way to eliminate alpha gal. We're going to have a way to eliminate the symptoms of Lyme disease. And that's why I put this together, because I just saw the pervasiveness of people that were suffering so much from Lyme disease and not getting any help. Now, some people can do a short course of doxycycline and they're just fine. Some people can do an extended course of IV antibiotics and they can be fine. But some people have debilitating symptoms and debilitating problems for their entire life. So we've put together, you know, a course It's just an afternoon. It's just a morning. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. I'm sorry, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
And is that tickbikes.drtenpenny.com?
It is at tickbikes.drtenpenny.com. And for the people who come to that webinar, we have the special Alpha Gal webinar that'll be available to them after that.
Well, invaluable. I want to watch it because this is crazy. And again, it wasn't just my friend and my dad. I know a lot of people who weren't hypochondriacs. I mean, they admit this is all real now, who wouldn't 100%. Know why they were sick. I mean, my dad was a practicing physician at the time. And I remember he lost weight. He felt terrible. He didn't know what was wrong with him. He went and had his heart checked. And then finally a doctor goes, no, you got Lyme disease. And I remember it took like 6 months of antibiotics. And then he finally didn't have it anymore. But he just, he's been in pain ever since. It ruined it. It didn't ruin his life, but it definitely took a lot of time of his life. I mean, he's pretty messed up right now from it. And we can track it all back to that. And then COVID almost killed him. But I mean, I tell you, the stuff they cook up, what about the reports I see that they're finding all these new forms of spirochetes that are the bacteria? And a lot of experts believe that that means they're manufacturing it or that more stuff's being released.
I'm not sure about that, but I do know that they're not going to stop. You know, what they've done with COVID, you know, the crimes against humanity of what they've done, and now what they're doing with, you know, trying to make people not eat meat. And, you know, you were showing up there the little short video of they saying we can genetically modify humans. If they're not going to stop eating meat, we can make them sick so that they won't eat meat. And so, you know, they're still continually trying to manipulate with us. I don't know about new spirochetes, for what's happening with
sure.
them.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this. What's up with, we know Gates has been doing it forever and all these weird outbreaks happen, but Google now, who was also involved at the Wuhan Institute and all that, so was Facebook. They all chip in money for this and because they already depopulation. This has come out about Larry Page and Sergey Brin and Eric Schmidt. Did you see where they're going to release 60 plus million mosquitoes? It was 30 million. On California, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida, they've already been doing tests, releasing smaller amounts, and then Gates has been doing it for years. What do you think's behind that, and what do you know about that?
Well, I think that, yeah, I've watched this, that Bill Gates has been doing this for a long time, and they're using it as a way to deliver vaccines to people that you know, in third world countries, they were primarily for malaria vaccine is where it was initially started. And it didn't work very well. I mean, think about it. You know,
Well, it violates informed consent. It's a Nuremberg Code violation, right?
Well, not only that, but what is the dose? Is one bite enough? What happens if you get 100 bites? And what happens to the food chain of the birds and the frogs and stuff that won't eat these genetically modified mosquitoes that are part of their food supply? You know, so there is just so much destruction going on in the name of health that it's really
pretty despicable.
Sure,
but you're a certified medical doctor, right? So I mean, you're not allowed to do something to me without consent. It's a felony. I'm asking how Bill Gates and Google run around in Latin America and here, and then dump out GMO mosquitoes with God knows what to supposedly, you know, flying syringes is what they call it. Who gave him the right? I got to go to the hospital, the doctor, and sign consent forms. Why does Dr. Bill Gates get to rape me and my family and put in my body what he wants?
Well, and that's the same thing. They've been working on edible vaccines for a very long time that have the same thing. You know, fortunately, I believe it was Tennessee that outlawed edible vaccines in their grocery store. Because, again, you don't know what the dose is. You don't know how much you're supposed to eat. I mean, what happens if you're supposed to eat one head of lettuce and you eat 10 heads of lettuce? What kind of dose does that do to your body? And what is that doing? The whole vaccine industry, honestly, Alex, just needs to blow up and go away. It's a 200-year mistake. I stopped talking about the childhood vaccine schedule about a year ago now, and I call it what it is, the pediatric poisoning program. Pediatric poisoning program. And parents are now waking up, I think, thanks to COVID. I call it one of the gifts of COVID, that parents not only started questioning their doctors, but they started questioning all the vaccines. And, you know, Dr. Brian Artis and I have released a new app. It's called the Vax app. And the Vax app will have everything that you need to know about vaccines right on your phone in the palm of your hand to question your doctor, to challenge your doctor, to challenge your people who think that vaccines are so great. You can pull up the Vax app and you can look at ingredients. You can look at contraindications. You can look at medical science. And we've got a lot of things that we're going to be putting in there.
What a public service. What a public service. Is that app out yet?
Yes, it is. It's out through the App Store. under just VaxApp, V-A-X-A-P-P, VaxApp. You can download that onto your phone, or you can get it through the Google Store for Android.
I'm going to tell everybody to get that because people are ready to hear the truth. And like you said, the globalists admit they've lost all trust. They had UN meetings saying even our own doctors at the UN don't trust the shots anymore. Because even if you argue the science works sometimes, you can't trust groups that have been caught killing people on purpose. I mean, it doesn't matter. It'd be like, yeah, you know, eating a steak's fine, but not at some restaurant that's known to kill people. I mean, it's like you can't trust anything from these people. Wow, invaluable work from Dr. Sherrod Denbigh. VaxApp, get it, share it. Free. We'll be back to ask her a lot of other questions about this tick epidemic and what we can do about it. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
with the Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist. I just constantly read all these reports, and I know it's this stuff's really bad, but there's different mechanisms to do it. But remember, the UN got caught in the 90s by scientists around the world, and then they sent it to the West, they confirmed it. And that was that they were adding a hormone that a woman releases in the second trimester into tetanus shots, and that was creating an autoimmune response that would make the woman reject the baby. And then, I mean, there's just so many documented cases of this type of garbage. But in her presentation that's coming up in this webinar, she said the unseen epidemic, the explosion of chronic fatigue, neurological disorders. Maybe we can show people these slides right here. Just do an overhead shot. We'll do it that way. It's fine. We'll do it that way. And then also, she talks about the diagnostic illusion here. And this is what I wanted to get to with her, because I read about this a lot and see it. And they talk about the vaccines, like the mRNA gene therapy, getting into your DNA. They denied it at first. Now they admit it. But what is this? Serial passage invisible genetic engineering. What is she specifically talking about here? Because I see these terms being used a lot. And, you know, I'm not a doctor like she is. Can you explain what you're talking about here, Dr. Tenpenny?
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens in vaccines, too, when they do the serial passage of to attenuate a virus. And so when they have the, you know, the virus can first be picked up by a bird and then it's passed through a rodent. And then they spent years, they spent decades, Alex, that the Department of Defense and BARDA and all those people, you know, were trying to find the perfect weapon. And the perfect weapon was really meant to be a tick, because the research scientists that they hired in 1952, he spent his entire career stuffing ticks full of other bacteria like Burgdorferia and I can't even pronounce them without having them in front of me here. But they, all these different bacteria. So there's co-infections along with Lyme disease. Lyme never occurs just on its own. There's other co-infections. And the whole idea was to put them inside of ticks, and they were released by the military because they're so tiny. I mean, they're teeny, teeny, tiny. When people see a picture of a tick, like on that diagram and other diagrams, they look like they're the size of a small turtle, when actually they're a tiny little tiny spot. And the actual nymph is even smaller. It's smaller than like the tip of a pencil. And then when they,
well, yeah, I mean, some of them called chiggers that we have in Texas, you have to have a magnifying glass to even see the adults.
100%. And when they would release them on the enemy, then they would be difficult to track it to, or to diagnose it. That's why they've intentionally made the diagnostic procedures very difficult to follow. And then it would make people chronically sick. And they felt like we as our military could go in and take over a place where the soldiers were weakened and sick. Easier than if they just killed them all off, because if they killed them all off, it would be crimes against humanity and we would be killing all these people. But it was easier to make them chronically sick.
Soft kill. So sounds like something we've seen done to the West and what modern medicine tries to do to us. This is just and of course we know they were going to release weaponized ticks ahead of the Bay of Pigs. So this happens over and over again. Dr. Cherry Timothy, promise you'll come back in the next month for a deep dive with me, maybe do a podcast commercial free, and then I'll air it on the main show where we can drill more into this, because I know we've only scratched the surface. Everybody should go to tickbites.drtenpenny.com and watch your webinar. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
That lady's one of the best researchers out there, man. She is a real national treasure. She's been exposing this for decades and decades. Wow, great to have her on with us. Now, on Monday, I happened to see a Piers Morgan debate, where I watched about 10 minutes of it, where he had several different guests on the show debating 9/11 and bombs in the building. And he had Matt Campbell and Roger Waters of Pink Floyd on. And when Piers Morgan denies this stuff, it's irritating. And I could give a five-hour documentary about them blowing up Tower 1, Tower 2, and Building 7. And we have the police saying we're told it's blowing up. We have the owner of the building saying they did it. We have them saying Building 7 fell 30-something minutes before it fell. We had Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management, that we got the interview with, and he died a few weeks later, saying they told him, you get out, there's bombs. I mean, we know. And that is the reality of this. And that's what people need to understand. But folks aren't able to get this information anywhere else than other than broadcasts like this. And the brain trust we have of all the research and our archives and what we've done is second to none. That's why it's up to you to take this report we posted on X later when we're not live and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And we'll post it with my commentary to AlexJonesLive.com to share it. Because if a tree falls in the forest, nobody heard it make a sound. It doesn't make a noise. We don't want to just reach the millions of people. We want the millions of viewers and listeners to reach others. That's the chain reaction. And to do that, we also need support. We want to get more great hosts that want to be brought in and hired. We want to get more reporters. We want to go back bigger than InfoWars ever was and continue the InfoWar on against the globalists at the next level. But I can't do it without you. I thank all of you for your past support, your word of mouth, your financial support while getting incredible products at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to just ask all of you today who maybe got products in the past and love them or never have gotten the products, because those that are getting the products, you're incredible. You're amazing. I'm asking people that have never gone to thealexjonesstore.com and gotten our bovine colostrum, the highest rated, to gotten our shower filter, highest rated, incredibly low price, widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the best designs, fun to wear this stuff, fun to meet like-minded people, great designs. It's all there, and amazing supplements like Ultramethylene Blue, the very best. And Irish Sea Moss today is the flash sale for the next 48 hours. Buy one, get one free of Irish Sea Moss. Don't know what it does? Look into it. We got the best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a collectible coin that is very close to selling out. Only 5,000 were made. We need to sell all of these to be able to fund and expand and finish the new studio. And it is a beautiful 250th anniversary coin with the Jerusalem cross on one side with 1776 across it, sesquicentennial, America 250 years. On the other side, the bald eagle, the American flag, 0.999 Troy pure silver at thealexjonesstore.com. And it is discounted for VIPs, but we need the funds that this generates as a fundraiser to fund our operation. It's a piece of history to know you stood with folks that fearlessly fight the tyranny. You are the information war. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. And we cannot do any of this without you, because what we're about to air, a lot of you already know, but the general public still doesn't know. So what's old to you and me is new to everybody else. That's why I've pledged every week more and more to go back and bring out all the big, most important old stuff with updates for the public, because the public's ready for it now. The Great Awakening is here, ladies and gentlemen. So here's Piers Morgan interviews Roger Waters and Matt Campbell in a debate. And Matt Campbell's brother was killed on 9/11, so he has real skin in the game. Here it is.
But just finally, before I go to Roger, you believe that the towers didn't come down because the planes hit them?
What I have in the application that we submitted to the Attorney General is evidence that points towards a different mechanism being used. And I want that evidence seen and heard in court.
You're talking about explosives being put in the towers.
There is evidence of that. There's also other categories of evidence that we submitted in our...
But what is the evidence that you're talking about which says that explosives were put in the towers?
I'm not saying that being put in there. Obviously, they would be there if they're bringing down the towers. But essentially, you've got eyewitness testimony. So I've got first responders, including police officers. Omar.
Outside, we made it about a block.
We made it at least two blocks, and we started running. Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was like it was if they had detonated.
Yeah,
as if they were planning to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
What happened?
It was an explosion. It was in the lobby, and the third explosion, the whole lobby collapsed on us.
What was it like?
Horrible.
It's like
horrible.
Hell. You don't want to know.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Was that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the planet problem?
Yeah, definitely secondary explosion. But we was inside waiting to go upstairs, and on the way upstairs, the whole fucking thing blew. And we just collapsed on everybody inside the lobby.
Similar to the first tower coming down, secondary?
I don't know about the first one, but I know the second one, it was terrible. Then there was a third one, too, after that one.
Third explosion after that?
Yes, sir.
as we were getting our gear on and making our way to the stairway, there was a heavy-duty explosion.
We watched the first explosion. As we were watching the building, I saw a black, very large airplane fly right into the second building. It came out of the south.
It was a secondary explosion, probably a device either planted before or on the aircraft that did not explode until an hour later.
Then it was those secondary explosions and then the subsequent collapses.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
And then you heard from far away, boom, boom.
And you heard the boom, 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 boom.
Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was like, it was if it had detonated.
Yeah,
it was
detonated.
If they were planned to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
It sounded like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions. All of a sudden, it was like bang, 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 like bullet shots.
I saw Building 7 come down. There was an explosion. The building did come down in complete classical controlled demolition. It came down on its own footprint, which I lost 343 guys that day. And I lost Tommy O'Hagan, Bruce Van Hines, and Kenny Kumpel. And I can never forget that. I think of that before I go to bed. I think about it the first thing in the morning when I wake up. And it's in honor of them and their family that I will continue to do everything I can to make the rest of the world wake up to the fact that this was a false flag operation.
So, you know, basically took statements in the days and the hours after 9/11. We've got expert testimony. I've got just observations by physicists, by chemists, etc.
This was known as Building 7 of the World Trade Center, and that is fresh video you're looking at of that coming down.
Now, again, they were able to get everybody out of that building before it collapsed. So I don't know whether it was accomplished by demolition experts or whether it just happened as a consequence of what occurred earlier today.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. It looked like it had been done by a demolition crew. The whole thing just collapsing down on itself. And another big, huge plume of gray and white smoke shooting up into the air.
For the third time today, reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. And I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
We're going to bring more of those to you now. Barry Jennings, you're on the 8th floor. You work for the City Housing Department. Explain to me the moment of impact.
Well, me and Mr. Hesh, the Corporation Counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. There was an explosion. The explosion was beneath me. Keep in mind now, it's pitch black in there. All the lights went out. So when the explosion happened, it blew us back. I'm thinking I'm standing on a landing. I'm actually holding on to a pole above us.
Really?
And I had to climb back up because Hess is yelling, what do we do now? I said, there's only one thing we can do, and it's go back up. So that's when we went back up to the 8th floor. And I turned to Hess. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here. I took a fire extinguisher, and I bust the window out. That's when this gentleman here heard my cries for help. This gentleman right here, and he said, kept saying, stand by, somebody's coming to get you. They couldn't get to us for an hour because they couldn't find us.
You thought that was it?
I thought we're dead. All this time, I'm hearing explosions. And I'm thinking that maybe it's the buses around me that were on fire, the cars are on fire. I don't see no, you know, but I'm still hearing these explosions. When they finally got to us, and they took us down to what they called the lobby, because I asked him, I said, when we got down there, I said, where are we? He said, this was the lobby. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. It was total ruins. Total ruins. Now keep in mind, when I came in there, the lobby had nice escalators. It was a huge lobby. I'm just confused about one thing, and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions. The explanation I got was it was the fuel oil tank. I'm an old boiler guy. If it was a fuel oil tank, it would have been one side of the building. When I got to that lobby, the lobby was totally destroyed. It looked like King Kong had came through it and stepped on it. And it was so destroyed, I didn't know where I was.
These are experts. I'm not an expert. I'm just relaying.
And who do you think put these explosives there, if that's what happened?
Again, that's not the purpose of what an inquest is. It's not even looking to apportion blame. It's trying to establish the cause of death of my brother.
So let me bring Roger in. So, Roger, look, I completely understand why Matt wants to get answers to questions that he believes remain unanswered or are certainly being questioned by people. And there are myriad conspiracy theories about 9/11. So I don't view Matt as a conspiracy theorist. What he's just said to me is, I think a lot of people who lose loved ones in horrific tragedies like this, or terror attacks, whatever it may be, they're going to read so much about what's happened, particularly since the advent of the internet, that you can go off on all sorts of tangents in your mind about what may or may not have done it. And I think he's been careful not to subscribe to any particular blame or anything else. He just says he wants answers. I understand that. As a grieving relative of someone who died in that terror attack, I get it. What I find slightly less, not acceptable, but less understandable, is why someone like you, who, as far as I know, didn't lose anybody in the Twin Towers, let me just clarify that. You had nobody you knew who died that day, right?
Nobody.
Right. So you've contributed, it's been reported, you can confirm this or not, that £100,000 towards Matt's, I think the aim is £150,000 to take the case to Supreme Court. So you clearly support what he's doing, but what do you think actually happened here then? If you don't think it was the official narrative, what do you think happened?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Piers. Very nice to see you again. And thank you for reminding us all of John Pilger and the stories he wrote at the time. What a great journalist he was. Why have I given some money to this court case? Because I think it's extremely important, English as I am, that the Attorney General in England is not or should not be allowed to be above the law, which is what several attorney generals since 2001 have suggested, so that they say we don't have to answer to the law or the Supreme Court. What Matt has done, to his eternal credit, is to fight and fight and fight and fight for 25 years to get his case to open an inquest on his brother's death in front of the Supreme Court. And that case is going to happen in London on October the 14th, 15th this year. Why am I supporting it? Because as you rightly pointed out in your introduction to this conversation, what happened, the truth of what happened on September the 11th, 2001, is supremely important to every one of us in the human race. Because it affected all our lives from that date for the 25 years intervening up until now, with the war on terror that was based on it, with the destruction of 5 of the 7 countries that Paul Wolfowitz told Wesley Clark about in the Pentagon in November of that year, 2001, where they said, it is our plan to destroy all these countries in North Africa and the Middle East.
Right after 9/11, about 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. I said, is it classified? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me.
And they've succeeded with all but Lebanon and Iran so far. Thank goodness they haven't. But that they might be allowed to do this without there ever being even an inquest into the death of an innocent Englishman who by chance happened to be on the 106th floor of Tower One is anathema to me as an Englishman. And that is why I'm supporting this case.
But okay,
hang on, I'm finished. But my private theories about my theories may seem a little bit more extreme than Matt's, but Matt quite rightly is being very, very careful in what he says, just saying he wants an inquest. So that's my prime motivation.
Right.
First anchors at the London news desk reported it.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the...
They then cut to BBC reporter Jane Standley in New York, who also reported that the Salomon Brothers building had fallen, all the while with the building clearly visible behind her through the window.
Our correspondent, Jane Standley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed as a result of this huge amount of falling debris from 110 floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city, but completely disappeared now, and New York is still unable to take on board what has happened to them today.
Another BBC news channel, BBC 24, also got the word and reported the collapse 20 minutes before it fell.
Enormous building in New York has collapsed. It is the 47-story Salomon Brothers building, which was situated very close to the World Trade Center right there in this financial capital.
It then emerged that Aaron Brown of CNN reported from a rooftop overlooking Ground Zero that Building 7 had collapsed over an hour before it actually fell.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7 in the World Trade Center complex, is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing. And you, to be honest, can see these pictures a little bit more clearly than I.
And Susan, of course, the floor is empty, but they're here, and lest we be accused of not hearing all voices, we cut you off a moment ago. This is Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, a radio talk show host.
Yes, sir, with Infowars.com, both candidates are cousins. They're skull and bones. They're bringing in big government and tyranny. The evidence is clear. The military-industrial complex was intimately involved in 9/11. The commission is a complete fraud. We're losing our freedoms. Both parties are controlled, and if we don't wake up and stand up and speak out, this country's going to be destroyed. Giving up liberty only gives us tyranny. It does not give us security. And I hope that everybody out there wakes up to this and realizes that America is America because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everybody should investigate 9/11 and find out who's really behind it. It's Bush's and the New World Order's Reichstag. And his cousin Kerry isn't going to save you either. Thank you, PrisonPlanet.com.
Nice try, globalist. But Alex Jones is still here. And he's not f***ing leaving.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when. Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.